This is according to the university's athletic website. McQuarrie is the person who testified to the Pennsylvania grand jury that he witnessed a sexual assault by former defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky in the shower of the locker room in 2002. Nanette Sosa, CNN.
In California, a man was shot and killed near the site where Occupy Oakland's camped out. This, combined with recent clashes between protesters and police, led the mayor to call for this occupation to stop. Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan says the risks associated with Occupy Oakland are just too great.
It is time for the encampment to end. I'm calling on the campers to please leave voluntarily.
Meanwhile, one man's dead. The future of the Occupy Vermont camp in Burlington is uncertain. Police shut down the camp last night to investigate a suspected suicide in one of the tents. The camp will be closed at least through today. Haley Mason was arrested during last night's protest.
To be faced by force and guns and tear gas in City Hall Park, Burlington, for a peaceful assembly is, if people seem outraged, it's because it's outrageous.
Greece gets a new national unity government today. Lucas Papademos becomes the new prime minister. Authorities say the next 10 days are a critical time to keep back floodwaters in Bangkok, Thailand. So far, the central business district has stayed dry, but elsewhere, the flooding in Thailand has killed more than 500 people since July. On this Veterans Day, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Colin Powell, says we need to look around our communities and find a veteran in need.
I want to tell all my fellow Americans, every day is a Veterans Day. They need you every day.
For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on top-rated Behr Premium Plus interior paint. 1 gallon cans now start at just $19.96 every day. It's the paint you trust, and it just got more affordable. So this weekend, you can take your living room from tired to inspired and your walls from white to bright. Then keep them that way, all thanks to Behr Premium Plus interior paint, now just $19.96. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. Store focus.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. Oh, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And we mean fast. If strapping on an experimental jetpack would help us install your battery any faster, we'd do it. Unfortunately, jetpacks can be squirrely. Too bad, because we really wanted those things. Fast, free battery installation at Advance. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
The NBA lockout, which has wiped out part and soon possibly all of the season, is severely impacting revenue for teams, local businesses near arenas, and broadcasters trying to sell advertising. But the parent company of ESPN says it will be okay. Walt Disney Company reports a better-than-expected 30% earnings increase, thanks mainly to theme park attendance. Ad revenue from ESPN is expected to remain strong as the network airs more college basketball and football, hockey, and other events in lieu of NBA games. This week, Walmart announced its grocery sections would begin carrying more USDA Choice beef, an upgrade from past offerings, but that's also creating a shortage. Wall Street Journal reports we're already seeing a spike in wholesale beef prices to an 8-year high as Walmart snatches up more and more beef. Asian markets rose, European markets rising as Italy's Senate debates tough austerity measures. Hopes are for at least some stability. S&P futures up 5. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot. These are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit AMDAwareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at AMDAwareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday to save big with a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon. And we'll throw in a $5 coupon to help you tackle the rest of your list at Sears while you wait. Plus, take advantage of our biggest rebate savings ever on four qualifying tires. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Coupon valid through 11/27/2015 through 12/3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. We'll test them fast and free on most vehicles. If the best way to test your battery was to place our tongues directly on your old battery, we'd do it. But we have a machine that's far more accurate. Need a new battery? We'll install it free with purchase using our hands. No machine can replace those. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
They call us a mob.
To try to divide us.
They tell us prosperity should start at the top and to wait for it to trickle down.
More like piddle down.
They refuse to compromise for the good of the country.
When you're right, you don't have to compromise. Compromise is for people that are wrong.
Instead, caring more about the politics of politics.
I don't know why he believes that it's going to be any easier for Republicans than Democrats to make these tough decisions.
They think we have no choice but to sit back and take it.
Think again.
No more. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And good Friday morning, everybody. It is First Shift with Tony Trupiano. And what a glorious day it shall be. I just dropped my pen. Hold on. I now have my pen back. I feel better. It's one of those things. I don't even know that I even use it during the show, but two or three times. But without it, you know, it's kind of like the conductor's baton. I've got to have it. Without it, therefore, I could not speak. I couldn't, really. I'd be tongue-tied. Imagine that. Me being tongue-tied. Happy Veterans Day to each and every one of the veterans within the sound of my voice right now, all across the nation, across the world. Ah, yes, it is Veterans Day. That means, I believe, no mail. It means no banking. But it does mean an opportunity for us to stop and honor and say thank you for those that have served this country valiantly throughout the course of time through many wars. And as always, we may not honor the war, but we always honor the men and women that have served and have served with dignity. And we thank you again. We thank you so much for all you have given. And I'm happy to say this morning that the Senate passed a jobs bill directly affecting in a positive way veterans. And so finally, a piece of legislation the president actually likes looks like it will become law. And that can't be a bad thing. All right, what do we got going on today? Well, Cheryl Whitten's going to be joining us at 7:05. And in an interesting little organization that she is keen on, it's called Blessings in a Backpack. And it kind of focuses on this idea, especially during the school year, we know kids can get fed, you know, three squares, well, at least two squares during while they're in school. What happens on the weekend? Well, Blessings in a Backpack addresses that. As many of you are paying attention, State Senator Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer has been upfront and brutally honest in some regards with her colleagues in the Senate. She joins us this morning at 7:35 to talk about not only the anti-bullying legislation that passed the House yesterday, we'll find out what the likelihood of it is to pass in the Senate, but this idea that the Senate is about to take a two-week break. With so much unfinished business in the offing, Occupy Detroit will join us at 7:50, as they always do. And our political insider, Joe DeSano, joins us a little after 8 o'clock. And I'm sure we're going to take a look at Election Day Tuesday and what's on Joe's mind. There's always something on Joe's mind. And, of course, he always manages to upset at least one of you. I'm sure he will not disappoint this morning. So let us get going.
Punch in for your first shift. Here is the first word with Tony.
Sorry there, Stevie. Our first word today, veterans, of course. It's an easy one. We need to honor And as I just said, all that stuff I just said about veterans, that's what we need to do. Veterans is the first word today. First and only word. In fact, we don't need to do the last word today. You can pull it already because it's going to be veterans at the end of the day. Veterans, veterans, veterans. But we stop and take pause. Seriously, thank a veteran. I do it. If you've never done it, they actually do appreciate it. Be sincere about it, of course, but why wouldn't you be? Today is Veterans Day. We will honor that. And again, our first word today is veterans. And no rookie to the airwaves, certainly no longer a neophyte to this program. Our own producer and veteran of talk radio, Jeff Radford, joins me.
No booyah this morning?
No booyah this morning. I don't know why. You know, it's a feeling. It's something that comes from within. If I'm not feeling booyah, I don't do it.
Yeah, it probably started with a pen drop.
No, it was long before that. It was long before that.
Pretty crazy, 11-11-11 today?
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing at 11-11 this morning?
God willing, I'll be taking my Friday nap.
Oh, that's a good 11-11-11-11-11 thing to do.
See, we don't technically work Friday afternoon, because we don't. But, you know, we have to work Sunday afternoon, because we have to get ready. Well, at least I do. I don't know if you work Sunday afternoon, but...
I sit around thinking about clever things like 11-11-11-11-11.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but somebody thought about that long before you did.
Yeah, it was me on a Sunday way back in the day.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I've got to work Sunday, so I take Friday afternoon off, which is my nap day. Because I can't seem to grab one during the week. But that's all right. It's all good. It's all good. At 11-11, on 11-11-11, I hope to be napping. And if not, then I probably will be on the phone. But the nap is really the priority. I normally don't lay down till about 11:30 or so. But anyway, we'll see what happens. But that's what I've got. Well, I've got the show to do, of course. That's what I'm going to be doing the rest of the day, at least the rest of this morning. It's cold out there, 33 degrees as the show starts. And for me, who is ramping up to quit smoking, it has actually helped me because I didn't even have a whole cigarette either time that I went out this morning. It's just too cold, so I'm fine with that. I'd rather be warm and comfortable than have tar and nicotine in my body.
Wow.
Yeah, get along with me. Yeah, you know, hey. There's a huge sacrifice, huh? But anyway, yeah, so, you know, all things considered, it should be a good day. We got a good show lined up. Listen, very quickly in the world of sports, because the Red Wings don't seem to play hockey but once every 10 days. We don't know what that's all about. Seriously, I don't ever remember. Is it like this every year that they go so long between games?
Yeah, you don't know because the Pistons and all this other stuff is going on. Now that hockey's the only thing on the plate, you start to realize, man, there is a lot of time in between games sometimes.
Wow.
So, and then sometimes they play, you know, back-to-back right away.
Right. That's just it. This is making
no sense.
Is
there any big stories going on in sports at all? It's kind of dead
besides
right now.
Besides Penn State? No, I don't even think that's a sports story anymore.
It still is.
It's in the sports world, but I don't think it's just a sports story.
Just a sports story, right. But it is still, I mean, there's sports-related things, and it feels so callous or so weird to bring up the sports aspects of it, like, oh, are they going to change the name of the Big Ten trophy because it's got Paterno's name on it, or what's going to happen to Penn State, or what should the Big Ten do, and how is this going to affect the races at the end of the year? And people bring that up, and I kind of cringe. It's odd.
Now, that's fair, I think, because this really should be about the scandal and nothing else, or at least separate them very much so.
Right, it's just hard for me to do that right now. I mean, I'm more worried about what's going to happen. You know, where first of all, how deep does this go, and you know, prevention of this, you know, getting any worse.
Well, as we learned yesterday, it could. It's rumored, and I want to underscore here, rumored that this could get a whole lot worse. That there is some indications that this. What's the name of the nonprofit? The second, what is it?
The Second Mile.
Second Mile Foundation, which I don't understand the name of the group at all. Don't understand what the Second Mile means, but anyway, it's irrelevant. The Second Mile Foundation may have actually, again, rumored, may have actually been founded just to pimp out young boys to wealthy donors of Penn State. And God forbid that's true, because you look at some of the people that are on the board of the Second Mile Foundation, and it makes you wonder, what did they know? Now you really got to wonder, what did they know?
And the connect, I would give them the benefit of the doubt. You know, you hear, hey, you know.
Well, you got to give them the benefit of the doubt, Jeff. You have to.
Right.
I mean, you really do. You got to have everybody in this thing, because it's so heinous. You really do have to give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
I don't know about everybody, but people on the board for sure. Because you hear about a charity and you're just like, okay, yeah, you know, I'll lend my, you know, especially if you're a Penn State alum, you know, you think, okay, here's a good charity helping out, you know, giving young kids a second chance, and you don't research, you know, you don't even think to research it. You just think it's a good thing to do. And the next thing you know, you want to sever your ties with this thing as quickly as possible if you're, you know, some of the bigger names on this thing.
Well, again, I know nothing about the Second Mile Foundation. I have no idea. You know, I know that they've raised millions of dollars. I have no idea how much good they've done. Do you have any? Has anybody talked about the good things they've done?
I don't know the scope or the extent.
Yeah, see,
no.
That's the part of the problem with the conversation. But at the end of the day, we there's still so much we don't know. We know that the graduate assistant, who is now one of the coaches, McCreary, will not be coaching this weekend, and they are saying it's because there have been threats made on his life, so it's safer for him to stay away.
I haven't heard that he's not coaching. I heard he's not going to be on the sidelines.
No, I read that he will not be coaching this weekend.
All right, because initially it just said he won't be on the sidelines, and then there's the thought, well, could he be in the box, you know, or somewhere away from people? But, yeah, that's probably better off for him, I guess.
Yeah, just not going to be there. And I do. There is a part of me, and again, this isn't even the sports part of me, Jeff, but there's a part of me that says this is really unfair to the current players, and it is. You can cut this any way you want. This is not fair to the current players. They're caught in the middle of a horrendous situation, and certainly, you know, I have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, I think they're actually fortunate it's their last home game.
I heard that people that show up are going to support the players but not wear the school colors because they're obviously upset with how the school's handled this.
Let's come back and talk just briefly about that because, you know, I don't know if you heard about Ashton Kutcher. He supported Joe Pa and absolutely got lambasted by about 8 million of his followers. It's crazy. All right, it is just time to take a break. 17 minutes after the hour. I'm Tony Truppiano. Thanks for punching in this morning. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We will take that break. I promise we'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
Help families of our wounded warriors in their time of need. Text VET to 20222 to give a $10 donation to Fisher House. To learn more, go to 1310WDTW.com, keyword Fisher House.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Things are looking just fine on the freeways right now. Traffic volumes are letting moving at posted speeds, if not just a little bit faster. A passing snow shower might slow you down a little bit in the far western suburbs. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service today, scattered snow showers before 7 a.m., partly sunny, a high in the mid-40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 37. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high in the mid to upper 50s. Right now, it's partly cloudy and 34 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs.
Are
you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. Oh, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And we mean fast. If strapping on an experimental jetpack would help us install your battery any faster, we'd do it. Unfortunately, jetpacks can be squirrely. Too bad, because we really wanted those things. Fast, free battery installation and advance. Service is our best part.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have that peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Exclusively at the Home Depot, save time and money with Behr Premium Plus Ultra Paint. It's an affordable paint and primer in one, and rated number one by a leading consumer study. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
The Fisher House provides no-cost housing and other services for families of wounded warriors and veterans. Text VET to 20222 to make your $10 donation to Fisher House. For details, go to 1310wdtw.com, keyword Fisher House.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
22 minutes after the hour. Welcome back. Again, if you'd like to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. Tony at the Tony Show. .org and at Tony Trupiano on Twitter. Jeff, going back just briefly, because I don't want to spend a lot of time on the Penn State story today, but, you know, the way that Coach Paterno was fired has a lot of his supporters very much up in arms. That he was fired at all has a lot of his supporters very much up in arms. Ashton Kutcher had tweeted yesterday that he was supporting Coach Paterno and was upset over the way this was handled, only to be absolutely inundated by his fan base. And he came back a little bit later and said, well, I want to retract my last tweet, and I'm gonna step away from Twitter for a little while and reassess my the way I do this, which I thought was interesting because he's a Twitter hound. I mean, certainly people are going to be emotional about this. There's no question that's true. And people are going to have their point of view on it. I mean, I understand that the guy is obviously well-loved, Jeff. Let's just say it for what it is.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, you know, this entire thing, since it started, I've been cautioning people to not make snap judgments. And, you know, immediately people will jump on you. Oh, you know, this is how you should feel right away. And it's like, you know, there's going to be stuff coming out even as we, you know, as the days go on. So I've even tried to take a softener stance on Joe Pa. Initially, I wanted to defend him. Then I wanted to swing the other way. Now I'm in somewhere in the middle, the gray area, because I don't know what he knew or when he knew it. And, you know, if we find out more, you might either, A, want to defend him because he's caught up in this thing and his name just got dragged through the mud, or he really knew what was going on, and he's not who we thought he was for all these years.
Right, and again, time will tell that story, and you just kind of have to let this play out. This idea of somehow defending his honor or defending his legacy, you know, you just really gonna have to let this play out, let the facts come to light. And then that will really dictate how the world ultimately will see him. So yeah, it's a really difficult situation to be in. Again, I do feel bad for the kids in the program right now, because the one thing we do know for sure is they had nothing to do with any of this. That we know for sure.
Yeah, that's the sad part, you know, especially like guys who are seniors, been there for 4 years, went through hell trying to make sure that this team would be the best team that they could have, and suddenly just in the middle of their dream season, because really they're having a pretty good season up until right now, it just all falls apart.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, again, it's a tough situation. We will continue to monitor it. We don't have a choice. It's everywhere you turn. Sports talk radio was nothing again yesterday, with the exception of a couple minor stories, wall-to-wall Penn State. Although it certainly is worth mentioning, today being Veterans Day, Michigan State has a pretty nifty, opens up their basketball season pretty nifty game tonight, Jeff.
Yeah, that's very unique. Would that be a cool thing? You talk about seniors. I mean, Penn State seniors, bad that their season is doing what it's doing. But seniors on Michigan Michigan State or UNC, it's a cool way to go out.
Yeah.
You start your senior season playing out of an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, the USS Carl Vinson, which is a big aircraft carrier. They have built an amazing, in fact, the front page of the Free Press has a bunch of pictures if you want to click through there. Excuse me. They had a bunch of pictures showing them transforming the ship, the aircraft carrier, from an aircraft carrier to a basketball stadium.
Now, isn't the aircraft carrier, didn't it play a vital part in a recent mission or something? I thought
In fact, it did. Yes, it did. It is the aircraft carrier that helped Osama bin Laden get put out to sea.
There you go. I knew there was a tie-in somewhere about recent events.
And it was actually the same boat that George Bush controversially declared, mission accomplished long before the mission was accomplished. Probably one of the most embarrassing moments of his presidency in hindsight.
Izzo starts the third quarter and declares a victory.
It doesn't bode well for him.
No.
No, it really does not.
Got to make sure that the entire thing is actually over.
That's right. And then if you win or lose, the mission will be accomplished. It may not be accomplished successfully, but it will be accomplished. But yeah, wait for it to be over first. Good point, Jeff. We're going to go to the phones. Again, if you'd care to join us, 888-552-3595. We welcome Tom in Detroit to First Shift. Tom, as always, a pleasure to have you on the show. Good morning to you, my friend.
Okay, and happy Good Friday. But anyway, I wanted to make comment in regards to Michigan Republican Chairman, Mr. Shostak, in terms of him talking about the economy and, quote, not quote-unquote, but inferring that the economy is, you know, Obama's economy. I mean, granted, okay, he's at the desk where the buck stops. And the president has never not accepted responsibility, okay? As he said, I'm at the desk where the buck stops, so bring it on. But my thing is this, Tony. You know, why lie about something? The economy of the world is sick. It's not in good health. And I mean, to sit there and want to say that this country is in the shape it's in because of the president, nothing could be further from the truth. President Obama has done everything within his power, all right, to get the people back to work and the country back to working again. I mean, the jobs bill, I know I sound like a broken record, but, you know, eventually if you beat people over the head with, you know, something, the truth long enough, they'll see the truth. But, you know, they're down there playing political football because of what? Mitch McConnell. His main objective was to make sure that President Obama was a one-term president. And here we are. We're going into an election year, and they're down there, you know, playing games with this American Jobs Act bill. And, you know, people are out here wanting to go to work, all right? And these clowns are down there fiddling like when Nero fiddled while Rome burned. And, I mean, this place is burning.
Well, you know, Tom, there's no question that the Republicans have, you know, played a political game with the lives, and direly with the lives of people that needed leadership at a time when this country has probably needed it more than it ever has. The Republicans just decided to be obstructionist. Mm-hmm. They did, you know, the Senate did pass the veterans portion of the American Jobs Act yesterday. Whether the House will or not, I don't know. It's hard to say no to veterans.
Exactly. I mean, you know, these men and women have put, I mean, they put their life on the line. And, I mean, what do? In terms of benefit, I mean, them guys, and I'm using that word collectively, okay, down in Washington, they're there for what? one, two, three, four terms, and what do they get? They get a bazillion dollars for a pension, and they've got lifelong health care. Whereas the men and women of the military, they, you know, they do their due, they come out, and they retire, and what do they get? I mean, in a manner of speaking, unless they make a career out of it, they get nothing.
Absolutely, Tom, there's no question that's true. Well, thanks, as always, for your observations. I always appreciate what you have to say. We do have to get to the break, though. And so we will do that right now. When we come back, State Senator Gretchen Whitmer, the Democratic minority leader in the Senate, had more than a few things to say about how we move forward. She, by the way, will be with us at 7:35, so you'll want to pay attention to that. But we're going to play her remarks from the Senate floor yesterday. I think you'll find them, as always, quite refreshing. I'm Tony Truppiano. We will take a quick break here on 1310 WDTW. Stay with us. We'll be back on this Veterans Day Friday.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Some traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Things are looking good out there on the freeways right now. Of course, we do have some road work that is going on. 96 in both directions between Milford and Kent Lake Road. You're going to find the median taken up there, plus a traffic shift. So expect some minor delays on the eastbound side a little bit later on today, but nothing that's going to slow you down too much. I'm Russ with traffic.
Stop by McDonald's today and start collecting McCafe rewards points. Points are available on all medium and large hot McCafe and premium roast coffee cups. Collect 5 points and your sixth beverage is free. Start collecting points today. McCafe rewards, only available at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, scattered snow showers before 7 a.m., partly sunny, a high near 74. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-30s. And then on Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 57. Right now, it's partly cloudy and 34 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
The first time we heard him speak was incredible. All of a sudden, he was back.
Every day a vet risks his life for us. Today, we're saying thanks by helping the Fisher House Foundation, who helps our vets. To learn more, go to 1310WDTW.com, keyword Fisher House.
How small can a giant corporation get? I don't mean in size, but in spirit. Once again, America's biggest commercial empire, Walmart, is displaying its incredibly shriveled ethical center by whacking the already meager healthcare benefits that hundreds of thousands of workers count on. Just a couple of years ago, this $400 billion a year retailing colossus tried to hush critics of its Dickensian labor policies by ballyhooing a bare-bones healthcare plan for its associates. The insurance scheme had such high deductibles, however, that barely half of its employees bought into it. Now, even that benefit is being yanked from the 40% of Walmart's employees who are part-time workers. Also, insurance premiums and deductibles are being dramatically jacked up for thousands of full-time workers. For example, one full-timer, who's paid only $12,000 a year, will see her premium more than double to about $3,300 a year, a fourth of her income. I won't be able to afford the insurance, she says, and I really can't go without insurance because I have a heart problem. Top executives and the board of directors of this enormously profitable corporation also have a heart problem. They are taking advantage of America's raging unemployment crisis to stiff their workforce, since these low-wage, non-union employees desperately need the jobs and have no power to stand up to the corporation's greed. A Walmart PR flack says that decisions to whack the workers, quote, were not easy, but they strike a balance between managing costs and providing quality care and coverage. This is Jim Hightower saying, care and coverage for whom? For the top executives, of course. They get full health care coverage from the corporation. How's that for boosting morale? And for morality? For more information, go to farrespect.org/healthcare.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after 6 o'clock. Thanks for punching in this morning. Before we get to that audio, I want to remind you, if you care to join us at any time during this next half hour, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595 is the toll-free number for First Shift. Senator Gretchen Whitmer, again, the Democratic Minority Leader in the Senate, yesterday, responding to a myriad of issues. The biggest one, the overlying, the umbrella issue, is a two-week break that the Senate is about to take and her, well, insistence, if you will, that they not do that.
To my colleagues, we are poised today to leave the Capitol for a two-week vacation. And before we do, though, I ask a very simple question. What in the world has this chamber accomplished that warrants taking a vacation? Michigan unemployed workers won't get a vacation. Our families and seniors aren't going to get a break. And school bullies certainly aren't taking a break. You promised you were going to focus on what mattered most, creating jobs and protecting our children. But if you were to claim that you lived up to that, it'd show just how dangerously out of touch you are. Your agenda this year has been driven by partisanship and social pandering. Instead of working to create jobs, this chamber has wasted our time and taxpayer money on issues like making English the official language in Michigan, demanding that our kids take the Pledge of Allegiance every single day, while, amazingly, in the process, endorsing enumeration of a class of protected bullying victims. That's why you didn't pass a real bullying bill last week. That was your rationale, and you just did it today. And three, the critically important issue of allowing converted school buses to carry watermelons. That's what you passed today. Your agenda is actually starting to convince me that we should have a part-time legislature in Michigan. We've given you opportunity after opportunity to live up to your promises and work on legislation that would actually create jobs and better the lives of Michigan's people. But apparently a jobs bill sponsored by Democrats isn't worth your valuable time. And just last week, you made yourselves a laughingstock of the nation by actually passing a bill that gives bullies a free pass for tormenting our kids. Your actions have been labeled by the news media around the world as disgraceful, laughable, and one news site called it the worst bill in the history of the universe. Is that what you think earns you a two-week vacation? And you know, I found it noteworthy when our colleague from the 24th District, the former sheriff of Eaton County, referred to Senate Bill 137 today as the bullying bill, not the anti-bullying bill. Well, that speaks volumes. Senator, that's exactly why we voted against your bill, because it was a license to bully. So it looks like the House of Representatives is poised to pass their own bill that is about anti-bullying today, one that actually protects our students, unlike the one you passed last week. It's inexcusable to suggest to our students that you can't work one day next week to pass a bill and send it to the governor as quickly as possible on an issue as important as our kids' safety. I'll be ready to come into this chamber next week and go to work. Our students will be in class. Our workers will be at work. Our seniors and families, they're all going to wonder what's truly important to you if you're not ready to do the same.
I think that says it all. I certainly couldn't have said it any better myself.
It's a good preview for Herb coming up on the show later today.
Yeah. No question about it. It's just one of those things. I'm sitting here really listening. You know, one of the cool things about wearing a headset is you really can listen to what's going on. And although I heard that earlier this morning, listening to it again, and I bet if we played it again, I'd even get more out of it. You can feel, literally feel the emotion in her voice. You can feel her frustration as she continues to provide leadership in the minority, which is not an easy thing to do. Clearly, Senator Gretchen Whitmer understands at a deep level what it takes to build that bridge. But she's not going to sit back and allow the Republicans to continue to ram down everybody's throats an agenda that is less than proactive, less than active, period. It's very disappointing the way that the Republicans set their agenda. And listen to the things that she said that they were working on. And it makes one wonder, did we really need a law to allow for bigger and better fireworks? Or a law that will certainly end up in court over the Pledge of Allegiance? And it will end up in court, by the way. Did we really need that? Do we really need to debate a law that makes English the official language of the state of Michigan? Are these the kind of things that move us forward or that allows a school bus to transport watermelons? Why? Okay. All right. At some point, we know that 11 months into this legislative session, that the Republicans don't have an idea of how to create jobs. They don't. They just don't. Let's just be honest about it. They don't have an idea of how to create jobs. Because that would be the only reason that I can fathom that they would not be talking jobs, because they just don't know how to do it. Now, the Democrats do have some jobs bills that the Republicans won't even schedule for debate. And unfortunately, when you don't set the schedule, well, all you can really do is hold a press conference and hope that someone's listening. Because that's all the Democrats really have on their side right now, are these press conferences that, you know, sometimes get reported on in the papers and sometimes not, or on television, even more rare. And so you begin to wonder, what is now the Republican agenda? What do they hope to accomplish moving forward? Because everything that they've done at this point has been anti-middle class, anti-labor, anti-union, anti-people. And as I, you know, emphatically stated on the show last week, and I'll be happy to state it again, legislative Republicans hate people. They love corporations. They love money. They love opportunity for themselves. They love to hear themselves talk. They love to take time off. They love to vacation, but they hate people. Everything they've done, they say it's about moving Michigan forward. In fact, I would suggest that the real bullies in the state are the legislative Republicans, which is why they wanted to do their own enumeration by allowing exceptions for religious or moral reasons. Because many of them hide behind religion and morality, or their brand of morality, whatever that is. I don't even know how you would. This is even evangelical. It's not even Pentecostal, because it's more political than it is religious. So these morals and values that conservatives talk about are based in some kind of political dogma, not really a religious dogma. And it's a little bit scary when you stop and think about that. It truly is a little bit frightening. Republicans, again, are very deceitful, hateful people as a legislature. And you should be very concerned. 888-552-3595, that's the phone number to dial if you want to get on the air. That's what Joe in Detroit has done. He joins us now. Joe, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
How are you, my friend?
I'm fine, thank you. What can I do for you?
This person is my new hero in Michigan. if anyone ever had a question about what speaking truth to power is, I mean, if you look it up in a dictionary, that audio should be there.
Yeah, I mean, Senator Whitmer is not afraid to say what needs to be said, Joe. No question that's true.
And I also wondered if there's somewhere I can find that audio to share it with people.
Yes, it's right on our Facebook page, Joe. If you just go to Facebook, are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, this is Joe Hicks.
Oh, okay, Joe. It's right on our Facebook page. Just scroll down a little bit, Joe, and that's where you're going to find it.
Okay.
But absolutely.
Good. Thank you, Tony.
You bet. Have a nice weekend. Absolutely. Yeah, it's all there. Jeff posted it yesterday, actually.
And we follow or we like Gretchen Whitmer on Facebook, so you can
like her.
You can like her as well, and she always posts all kinds of interesting stuff.
Well, you know, we've been trying to get her on for a few days. I guess you and I didn't talk after after 1 o'clock yesterday. All of a sudden, I got the new improved one sheet that is now titled. See, and I have daily drama, or is that a one time thing?
I like you're throwing out these terms that people are. It's like an inside thing.
That's fine. Don't worry about it.
All right.
You know, if I had a PD and I would get notes after the show, I'd get yelled at for that.
I've been sending emails to try and get Senator Whitmer on, and of course, you know, she's been very busy. You know, it's not like she's just sitting around trying to get the Pledge of Allegiance in schools or anything. I mean, if I tried to get Republicans on, maybe it would be easier. No. But, yeah, she's very busy, so it took a while, but she got back to me, or her office got back to me.
I was going to say, yesterday. She got back to you. Hey, Jeff, Gretchen, what's going on,
yeah,
babe?
Well, she texted me, and it was...
Yeah, right. Don't even go there.
She tweeted me, actually. We're tweet pals.
Oh, sweet God. Have you personally followed Gretchen Whitmer?
On Facebook. I didn't... I think
Twitter.
We're following her on Twitter, too, yeah.
Okay. So, you know she's recently married. You got to be careful here.
I said friends. Tweet friends.
All right. And it's just, well, you said, you know, she tweeted me personally. I mean, you were making it sound like, you know, there was something more there than there is. You know, and it's okay. I mean, we know you're lonely. It's all right. We'll take the break. The break's going to save you this time. Because I'm going to switch topics on the other side. Thank you, Gretchen Whitmer, for having
come on,
her.
Come on.
I can't hear that without laughing. Open lines. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. Let's take the break. We'll be back on 1310. Well, WDTW.
Hey, hey, said I need dollar. That's what I need. And if I share with
families of our wounded warriors in their time of need. Text VET to 20222 to give a $10 donation to Fisher House. To learn more, go to 1310wdtw.com, keyword Fisher House.
The hottest Michigan news talk is on First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310wdtw.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
The Fisher House provides no-cost housing and other services for families of wounded warriors and veterans. Text VET to 20222 to make your $10 donation to Fisher House. For details, go to 1310wdtw.com, keyword Fisher House.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Jerry Persan, the Senior Vice President of Advancement at Gleaners Community Food Bank.
Probably the single biggest thing that's happening is happening at the federal level now, and that's looking at the food stamp program. In 2006, there were 26.5 million people participating in the food stamp program. Then you had the economic decrease, and in 2011, there were 44.2 million. That's a huge increase in the number of people seeking food help. And so if you cut that program by 10%, the jobs aren't there for people. What are they going to do? That will have a tremendous impact on what's going to happen at our local level.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, we are going to go back to the phones. And again, we always enjoy getting your calls, so feel free to ring us up, 888-552-3595. On this very cold morning, Bruce Felk joins us now from the Rochester Citizen. Bruce, welcome back to First Shift. Bruce, are you there? Do we have
He's
Bruce?
Great Democrat, and I just want to tell everyone, we started a Facebook page. I started one, Gretchen Whitmer for governor. We got 20 likes overnight. Go visit us.
He actually posted that to our Facebook page, so people can just go check it out there. And
she's great, and she's standing up for all the right things. I wish there were more Democrats like Gretchen Whitmer.
Yeah, so do I. She's really, this is not the first time, Bruce, she has given an impassioned, important, relevant talking to the Republicans in the state Senate.
Oh, I know. I'm a fan, and I've seen several of her speeches to the Republicans, and every one of them is great. And there's so much. Yeah, she just—I don't know if you saw the video she made, something about the after the Republicans passed that terrible bill. She said something about for the kids, and she read letters from gay kids that had been bullied, and boy, it was, you could just tell she was about to break down every time she read one of those letters.
Yeah, unfortunately, this isn't about politics, Bruce. It's about real people. You know, it's not.
It is.
Yeah.
These are kids that, I mean, Kevin Epling, you know, I mean, for him to come out and say what he said about Bill, I mean, the Republicans in the Senate really ought to be embarrassed. I hope they fix this bill before they get it to the governor.
Well, you know, we'll wait and see what happens, because it does have to go back to the Senate. It's still not enumerated, which it won't be, unfortunately, in Michigan. It's not going to be an enumerated law. But it'll be interesting to see how this looks when it comes out of the Senate. Bruce, as always, I appreciate your phone call, and stay safe. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Really interesting stuff. All right, let's just very quickly, we don't have a lot of extra time this morning, so I wanted to get to a little Romney on health care. Crooks and Liars. If you've never been to crooksandliars.com, you need to go there. My good friend John Amato owns that site. John and I have been friends for many years. It's just a great clearinghouse of information. There's an article or a post on there from yesterday titled Mitt Romney's gaffe on his own mandates makes him the real loser of the CNBC debate, and he was talking about health care. So let's play the audio, and then I'll comment on the other side.
And what's wrong with our health care system in America is that government is playing too heavy a role. We need to get our markets to work by having the consumer, the patient, have a stake in what the cost and quality is of health care, give them the transparency they need to know where the opportunities are for lower cost and better quality, to make sure that the providers offer them the broadest array of options that they could have. And once we have that happening, you'll see us, 18% of our GDP is spent on health care. Right. The next highest nation in the world is 12%. It's a huge difference. We have to get the market to work to make sure that we get the kind of quality and value that America deserves.
But Governor, let me ask you about health care, because Congressman Paul said put it back to the doctor and the patient. You said a few moments ago that you thought states should have the responsibility for insuring the uninsured. Of course, in Massachusetts, you enacted an individual mandate and subsidies to have people who didn't have insurance get it. So you think there's a pretty large role for government in this area.
Well, I think the people have a responsibility to receive their own care. The doctor-patient relationship is, of course, where
the
that,
government
where that
has
exists.
The responsibility to force them.
I didn't know whether Ron Paul was saying he's going to get rid of Medicaid. I would not get rid of Medicaid. It's a health program for the poor. What I said was I would take the Medicaid dollars that are currently spent by the federal government, return them to the states so that states can craft their own programs to care for their own poor rather than having the federal government mandate a one-size-fits-all plan in the entire nation. Obamacare is wrong. I'll repeal it. I'll get it done.
All right, so there we go. Mitt Romney on that. Problem is, he has a whole program that he endorsed, designed in Massachusetts, that is commonly called Romney Care. And basically what he's saying is, it's the traditional flip-flop Mitt, where he's saying, yeah, ignore what I did, this is what I mean. You know, the bottom line, and here's the great question. If we get rid of, and they never did get to this question during the debate the other night, the Republicans. If we get rid of what's called Obamacare, which is the Affordable Health Care Act, if we get rid of the Affordable Health Care Act, what then? What then? We go back to millions of more uninsured. We go back to people, continuing to bring on more medical debt. I could go on and on and on and on and on. We already see what's happening with employers asking their employees to take on more of the financial burden of carrying their own health care. I get health care is not cheap. I get that. But that's an insurance regulation issue. That isn't even a political issue. That's an insurance regulation issue. When was the last time, and I asked this question a few weeks ago, when was the last time you heard of an insurance company, a health insurance company, going bankrupt? When was the last time? When was the first time? Doesn't seem to happen, does it? And, you know, again, they say they're, you know, they're technically, most of them are not-for-profit businesses. Think again. Think again! They are very much for-profit and doing quite well. I need to go quickly to the phone because we're going to run out of time. So let's do that. Let's welcome Doris and Flint. And Doris, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hi, Tony. I just couldn't help but call you when you're talking about health care, since I marched two times, once in the rain and the cold, for the issue of universal health care. One of the things when Romney said, you know what, where health care is expensive, well, just read the book, The Healing of America, and see how every other developed country in the world made the decision that when they ask, should it be a right or a privilege, they all said it should be a right, and they made it happen. And many of these countries have charged less for health care because of the way they do it, whereas many people in this country say, why should I pay for someone else? Well, you always end up paying for them after they get sicker, because that's what we do, rather than getting into prevention. And overall, they also think that education should be a right, especially if you want to have a strong country. One of the things that happened when we started public schools, which is, you know, like a socialist or an issue that we all pay for, whether we use the public schools or not, was because we thought it was critical to have a strong country to have basic education. But actually, basic health is even more basic than that. I just had to call it.
And Doris, I want to honor that. You know, from birth to whenever, there is nothing more important. You know, if we had a well care system in this country, we would save trillions of dollars. In a generation. In a generation, Doris, we would save trillions of dollars.
And have healthier people.
Absolutely. All we have to do is promote a well care program. We don't do that in this country. And we have to stop.
People in this country are uninformed.
And, well, there's no question. Oh, there's no question. We need to do a much better job about educating people as to how to take care of themselves. And I am as guilty as anybody. All right, a quick break here for the top of the hour. Diane Cross coming up with traffic and weather, CNN with headline news. When we come back, blessings in a backpack. How can you help? We're going to tell you. Senator Gretchen Whitmer, Occupy Detroit, a busy, busy hour. This is First Shift. Thanks for punching in. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We got an accident out there. 275 southbound at 6 Mile. The right lane is blocked. Traffic is backed up to 8 Mile. Also looking at some delays on 75 southbound from 12 Mile down to I-696. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service today is slight chance for a snow shower before 7 a.m. Partly sunny. A high near 44. Tonight mostly cloudy. A low in the mid-30s. And then on Saturday, sunny, and it gets a little bit warmer, a high in the upper 50s. Right now, it's partly cloudy and 34 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW. Dearborn, Detroit. Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Top story this hour, Penn State says the assistant football coach who reported an incident of child sexual abuse nearly a decade ago won't be at tomorrow's game against Nebraska because of death threats against him. Mike McQuarrie told a grand jury he saw former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky assaulting the boy. Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum, who is a graduate of Penn State, is outraged that more wasn't done to stop the abuse.
How does a guy walk by and see somebody doing this to a child in the shower and not take a baseball bat and beat the guy's head in? I don't understand it.
Police say last night's fatal shooting is unrelated to the Occupy Oakland encampment, but the incident did happen where more than 180 tents are pitched and it has business leaders demanding the removal of the Oakland anti-Wall Street protesters. Del Brochet says one shooting, though, isn't going to make him leave.
There's too much heart here to just walk away, especially when a life is taken. Well, I'm here.
Police in Burlington have cordoned off the Occupy Vermont tent site next to City Hall after a man reportedly shot and killed himself inside one of the tents. Emotions ran high last night. Haley Mason was arrested. She later was ordered released by the mayor.
I was walking through, didn't cross the police line. I certainly never crossed any of the tape. And two officers, the first thing they said was that I was under arrest. And then one of them asked me if I wanted to be tased.
Greece gets a new national unity government today. Lucas Papademos becomes the new prime minister in a ceremony set for later this morning, U.S. time. Viva Las Vegas Wedding Chapel has 190 weddings booked for today because today's date is 11-11-11. General Manager Brian Mills says that compares to a typical number of 25 weddings on a Friday. Mills says not only are couples trying to take advantage of the unusual date, many also have theme weddings planned.
We got a whole bunch of Elvis weddings, including our pink caddy package, where we actually drive the couple down the aisle in the back of a 64 pink Cadillac convertible.
There won't be another 11-11-11 for 100 years. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on top-rated Behr Premium Plus interior paint. 1 gallon cans now start at just $19.96 every day. It's the paint you trust, and it just got more affordable. So this weekend, you can take your living room from tired to inspired and your walls from white to bright. Then keep them that way, all thanks to Behr Premium Plus interior paint, now just $19.96. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries, we'll test them fast and free on most vehicles. If the best way to test your battery was to place our tongues directly on your old battery, we'd do it. But we have a machine that's far more accurate. Need a new battery? We'll install it free with purchase using our hands. No machine can replace those. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Yesterday, food industry researcher Technomic said the cost of food for this Thanksgiving this year will be 13% higher than last. And now this, beef prices are going up, and you can thank Walmart. Wall Street Journal reports we're witnessing a large increase in wholesale beef prices to an 8-year high as Walmart begins buying higher-grade USDA choice beef. Italy's parliament is debating a fresh austerity law that's helping raise hope in European markets, up 0.5%. As well as here, S&P futures gaining 8, NASDAQ futures up 14. No bond market trading in the U.S. today, Veterans Day, but there will be plenty else for veterans to do. More companies are offering freebies to vets. Applebee's, Olive Garden, Chili's, and Hooters, among chains offering versions of free meals to vets today. SeaWorld and Busch Gardens offer free admission for active duty military plus three dependents. And military people visiting a Sleep Number store today get a free travel pillow. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit AMDAwareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at AMDAwareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on top-rated Behr Premium Plus interior paint. 1 gallon cans now start at just $19.96 every day. It's the paint you trust, and it just got more affordable. So this weekend, you can take your living room from tired to inspired and your walls from white to bright. Then keep them that way, all thanks to Behr Premium Plus interior paint, now just $19.96. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. Subscribe to
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. Oh, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And we mean fast. If strapping on an experimental jetpack would help us install your battery any faster, we'd do it. Unfortunately, jetpacks can be squirrely. Too bad, because we really wanted those things. Fast, free battery installation at Advance. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Progressive. Favoring or advocating progress, change, improvement, or reform, as opposed to wishing to maintain things as they are. Conservative. Disposed to preserve existing conditions or institutions, or to restore traditional ones, and to limit change. First Shift with Tony Tribbiano. A rational path to follow in order to forge ahead, allowing for deliberate advancement and a way forward that benefits the entirety of society while allowing a difference of opinion. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Now, here's Tony Tribbiano.
And welcome back, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday morning. Welcome and thanks for punching in with First Shift. If you're just joining us, good, very chilly morning to you. But it's going to be a beautiful morning. We're going to have a beautiful weekend here as we work our way through Michigan autumn. And why not? We're used to it by now, right? We have a great hour. I want to remind you, at 7:50, Occupy Detroit will be occupying First Shift. At 7:35, State Senator Gretchen Whitmer will be our guest. But before we get to all of that, Jeff ran across, actually, somebody had posted to our Facebook page that they wanted to introduce us to an organization. Jeff was followed up with that. And we're going to present this organization to you today. Now, we all want to make a difference. And there are all kinds of opportunities to do that. This is a really special opportunity. And I'll just let the story tell itself. And then you decide whether you want to get involved. But I can't imagine, I just can't imagine that you won't. Joining us now is the president of the Michigan Advisory Board for Blessings in a Backpack. What is that? Well, she will tell us. And joining us now is Cheryl Witten. Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us this morning on First Shift.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, let's start off by telling people, I mean, there's a great story here. I mean, this isn't just about helping kids, which it is, but just the whole thing of how it came to be. But let's tell people, what is Blessings in a Backpack?
Blessings in a Backpack is a national organization that started in 2005 in Louisville, Kentucky, because a school teacher came to a gentleman named Stan Curtis, who was the president of USA Harvest. This teacher was concerned because she had kids in her school who came back from the weekend tired and hungry and by no means ready to learn. What it was These children are on the free and reduced lunch program during the school week, but no one thought, what happens to these children when they go home on Fridays? So Stan came up with the very simple idea, let's pack a backpack with food for these children to take home with them on Fridays, and they would return their backpack on Monday to be refilled the next week. And that way these children show up to school Monday ready to learn and have a chance to be on the same playing field as the rest of their peers in school.
Yeah, and certainly, you know, Cheryl, there's no question anybody listening to us right now is going to say, of course this is something that we would support. We want no kid to go hungry. And you're right, we do have this, you know, out of sight, out of mind mentality. You know, on the weekends everybody goes home, we go off to our lives. We don't think, geez, what happens to these kids that, you know, do have this free or reduced lunch and a lot of them breakfast as well, Cheryl, program. And so this is a wonderful way to respond to that. Now, we say that this is a national organization. How did we come to get a chapter here in Michigan?
In Michigan, in 2008, a woman named Anju Broadbein came to the North Woodward Community Foundation looking for a grant to start a program in her child's school because she had read about the program while on a plane. And it was an article about Hillary Duff adopting a school in L.A. And Anju couldn't believe that there was children in her child's school district that were on the free and reduced lunch program. And so she came to the North Woodward Community Foundation for a grant. Well, the board of the foundation decided that this was a very worthwhile program, and it actually needed more than just a grant. Anju needed help in getting this program up and running, and we wanted to see this program expand beyond the one school to any school who wanted it across the area. Because we were just amazed when we looked at the figures that in southeastern Michigan alone, there is 377,000 children that are on the free and reduced lunch program.
Yeah, that's an astounding number, Cheryl. There's no question about that. Now, I know that now when we talk about blessings in a backpack, and we'll give out the website is blessingsinabackpackmi.org.
That's correct.
All right. And we'll get that posted to our Facebook page as well so people can go check it out. But this is not a program that's available in every school in southeast Michigan. So if you know, people need to be mindful of that. And if they would like this program in their school, it's going to involve a little work. There's no question that's true, but certainly well worth the effort that it would take to do this.
Yes. Right now we are in 11 school districts across the state of Michigan, which include Evandale, Rochester Community, Lawson, South Redford, Grand Rapids, Taylor, Cadillac, Wyandotte, Waterford, and Clarkston. The communities of Royal Oak, Warren Consolidated, Centerline, Brandon, and Houghton Lake are in the process of raising the funds to begin the program.
All right, so if I contact blessingsinabackpackmi.org and I want to do this, well, can I? Is there a place where I can just fill something out or send an email? How do I get involved?
There is a page to make a donation, and you could actually indicate to which community you would like your donation to go to. And if there is not a community you would like listed, you can give it to the Michigan program, and then we as the Michigan board will determine where the greatest need is, or we will use that money to assist new communities to get started.
Well, this is wonderful. Now, what if I want to donate actual foodstuffs? Can I do that? Or backpacks? Can I donate that stuff directly?
We actually get the food for the backpack from Meijer. And Meijer gives us an unbelievable price for the six meals for the backpack. So that way we know all the food is fresh and everyone is getting the same food in each of their backpacks. So monetary donations is easier because then we can purchase the food from Meijer.
All right. Now, what about the backpacks themselves? Can we donate those? Or, again, you just prefer that we do a monetary donation?
Actually, we do local backpack drives. And right now, also, Stan Curtis from the national program, he does very large-scale backpack drives and sends backpacks up to the communities when they're starting. But if we have local backpacks donated, we will use them here and save the shipping cost.
Isn't that wonderful? I mean, Cheryl, what an amazing opportunity to make a difference. And this is one of those things where, you know, this transcends, you know, all the divisiveness. This has absolutely nothing to do with making sure that kids don't go hungry. I mean, does it get any more pure than this?
What's amazing is with the current downturn in the economy, these are families that have never been in this situation before. And they're proud people, and they have not had to ask for help. And in the fact, they probably were donors to many of the nonprofit programs that you see during the year or during the holidays. And just because of the downturn in the economy and the massive layoffs we had in this region, all of a sudden they're finding it difficult to put food on their table. So our feeling is if we can help our neighbors, children, and our community, the communities will stay strong, and hopefully they're able to pay an additional bill because they're not having to spend the money on food, and hopefully can stay in the community and keep the community strong.
Well, again, there's nothing about this not to like. I mean, truly, and everything, you know, you on the website, you go through a list of program benefits. I'm just going to list them off very, very quickly. Increased test scores, improved attendance, reduced behavioral issues, greater attention span, quality teacher time for students, further enhance the entire school district, the long-term gain. And there's no question that all of those things are true. And you know, and again, this is just such, it's a program that just keeps on giving back to the community. And I would imagine that those that finally find themselves in a situation where they no longer need the blessings in a backpack find a way to give back to those that do. And it's just a marvelous program. And Cheryl, I know that Jeff and I talked, and we would actually like to offer blessings in a backpack in Michigan, a free radio commercial, a public service announcement that we would run on a regular basis for you folks.
That would be absolutely wonderful because the one problem we have is people are not aware of the magnitude of hunger right in their neighborhood.
Yeah, well, and Cheryl, it literally can be your neighbor. That's one of the things people don't know. We'll be back in touch with you to coordinate all this, but I want to thank you for your time this morning. BlessingsInABackpackMI.org. Cheryl Witten, thanks again so much for your time.
You're welcome.
All right, and we're going to get on board with this program because it's so it's just so worthy. Hey, folks, really go to the website if you think this is something your school wants to get involved in. Well worth the effort, no question. That's true. A quick break here. Give us a call if you'd like. 888-552-3595. We'll be back.
Help families of our wounded warriors in their time of need. Text VET to 20222 to give a $10 donation to Fisher House. To learn more, go to 1310WDTW.com, keyword Fisher House.
First Shift with Tony Trivino.
Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now, we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We have an accident on 275 southbound at 6 Mile. It's got the right lane blocked. Traffic is backed up to 8 Mile. Also, on US 23 north of the Brighton area, between M36 and Silver Lake Road. The freeway is currently closed. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly sunny, a high near 44. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 36. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer, mostly sunny, a high near 57. Right now, it's fair and 33 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. Oh, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And we mean fast. If strapping on an experimental jetpack would help us install your battery any faster, we'd do it. Unfortunately, jetpacks can be squirrely. Too bad, because we really wanted those things. Fast, free battery installation at Advance. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
The Fisher House provides no-cost housing and other services for families of wounded warriors and veterans. Text VET to 20222 to make your $10 donation to Fisher House. For details, go to 1310wdtw.com, keyword Fisher House.
Recently on First Shift.
So joining me now is the new president of the Michigan AFL-CIO, Carla Swift.
There's a lot of work to be done, and there's a great opportunity to come together and work on turning things around in Michigan. And the AFL is the centerpiece of the movement for standing up for working men and women and protecting the middle class and fighting for good jobs with fair pay and benefits.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTV.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. Excuse me, 22 minutes after the hour, and good morning to each and every one of you. We are going to be open lines at the bottom of the hour. State Senator Gretchen Whitmer at 7:35. Occupy Detroit at 7:50. Lot to do in this hour, so feel free to join us. 888-552-3595. Brian in Shelby Township joins us now. Brian, thanks for punching in this morning. What can I do for you, sir?
Hello, yes, this is Brian in Shelby Township, and I just wanted to make a comment that I'm a member of the North Macomb Democratic Club, and last night we had our annual potluck dinner, and Democratic Party Chairman Mark Brewer was the guest speaker, and he did a talk and shared the potluck dinner with us and answered questions. And it was a nice night, and I asked him just how many jobs would we have lost if we had had a Republican president elected who would have allowed the auto companies to go bankrupt. And he said that between the auto company employees themselves and the suppliers and everything alone, we would have lost approximately 1.4 million jobs, and that doesn't include even the secondary businesses that do business with the auto business people. And, you know, just think if we would have had a Republican president who would have let that all go down the drain. Just think how terrible that would have been.
No question. No, Brian, and Mitt Romney, had he had been elected, that's exactly what he would have done.
Yes, and I think the Democrats and the Obama administration in particular should do more to sort of toot their own horn, so to speak, to you know, let the people know that, let voters know that that's a major feather that they have, that Obama administration has in their cap, and, you know, just sort of hit the Republicans over the head with that, you know, to say, well, look what happened and how we prevented all that. Sure, the train may not be going very fast. It might be chugging along at only 10 miles an hour, but at least it's going in the right direction, whereas in the towards the end of the Bush administration, it was going 100 miles an hour in the wrong direction with such hemorrhaging of jobs that we had then.
Yeah, and Brian, you bring up a good point. Thank you for your call, Brian. I appreciate that, and I'm glad that you had a great experience with Mark Brewer. That doesn't surprise me. You know, prior to Barack Obama taking over the presidency, we were losing 750,000 jobs a month. Under George Bush, we were losing 750,000 jobs a month. Under President Obama, we have seen growth in the private sector every month for the last 20 months. So that says everything it needs to say. There are not enough jobs, folks. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. We're not creating enough jobs in this country. And although we have seen proactive job growth for 20 consecutive months, the numbers aren't nearly as high as they need to be. We're not creating enough jobs for the amount of jobs that we need, of course. And unemployment still hovers around 9%. That's because we have more people entering the workforce than we are creating jobs. That makes sense. It's just common sense. And if we were to be creating 3 or 4 or 5 times the amount of jobs we are, then we would start to see some significant movement in lowering the unemployment rate in this country. But that's not happening at a quick enough pace because it's about supply and demand. And we all know that to be true. This idea that if we lower taxes, job creators will then hire, you know, invest that money and hire more people. We know that's definitively not true. We just have facts that back that up. We have facts that back that up. I'm sorry, let me say that one more time. We have facts that back that up. And so we know, with beyond a shadow of a doubt, that we just need to create more opportunities. That's why, had we have enacted the Jobs Act that the president had proposed that paid for itself, we would be well on our way to seeing at least a 2 percentage point reduction in unemployment, if not more. Supply and demand, folks. Supply and demand. That's what you need to understand. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Kevin and Melvindale to First Shift. Kevin, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, Tony. I'm glad you're on this subject. You know, I think this is a time the Democrats nationally need to really bang the Republicans on jobs, and they need to put to bed once and for all this trickle-down economic theory. Because if you listen to the Republicans right now and what they say as far as when the Democrats talk about job creating, the tax situation, I mean, it's almost laughable because the Republicans for the last 8 years, the rich have been getting the tax breaks. And based on their theory and what they say, we're out of jobs. I mean, the so-called job creators have been getting the big tax breaks. But they're not creating jobs in this country. The Republicans are not putting forth any plans to create jobs. And I think the Democrats need to, once and for all, take them to the woodshed on this theory, this economic theory, in terms of trickle-down economics. It hasn't worked in 30 years, and it's not working now. They've done nothing in terms of putting forth legislation to create jobs. And I think that's a winner for Democrats. And I think they just need to bang away at it, bang away at it, keep putting out different jobs bills, and make these guys vote, continue to vote, continue to show the American people where they really are as far as jobs, and continue to create a record to show where they are, because as we know, Republicans will say and do anything to get elected, but the one thing I like that's going on right now is they're being exposed.
Well, they are being exposed. I mean, and I think that's one of the – and Kevin, thank you for your call. One of the brilliant aspects of what the president has done by breaking out the jobs program into pieces – and making the Republicans vote no on these issues, it's made it clear what their agenda is. Their objection, or their agenda, is to be obstructionist. And so every no vote as it comes to the American Jobs Act, every single no vote, first responders, firefighters, policemen, teachers, no, 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 no. Now, you know, are they going to pass the veterans? The Senate did. Well, the House, don't know. But, yeah, you're right, Kevin. It's brilliant that the president now has them on record. Now we can go out there and say, ladies and gentlemen, your Republican roster, this is what you get when you vote Republican. They truly are the party of no. N-O, zero. Quick break here. State Senator Gretchen Whitmer on the other side. We love her. You will, too. Stay where you're at. We will be right back. This is 1310 WDTW. You're listening to First Shift. I'm Tony Trupiano.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're looking at that accident still on 275 southbound at 6 Mile. The red lane's blocked. A couple of new ones, 96 westbound at Nova. The shoulder's blocked. And a Southfield Freeway southbound before Ford Road. Another accident in the shoulder there. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly sunny, a high near 44. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high around 57 degrees. Quick look at Sunday, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers in there, too, but a high in the upper 50s. Right now, it's fair and 33 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
The first time we heard him speak was incredible. All of a sudden, he was back.
Every day a vet risks his life for us. Today, we're saying thanks by helping the Fisher House Foundation, who helps our vets. To learn more, go to 1310WDTW.com, keyword Fisher House.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. What if the 99% had our own super committee to come up with an economy and a federal budget that actually works for us? Occupy DC did just that this week. Occupy DC's Kevin Zeese.
We had experts come in who work in key areas of taxes and healthcare, social security, and other key economic issues, as well as people who are affected by those issues. And the combination of those people talking about them, I think, will give some clarity to what could be done to save the economy and get the economy on track, create jobs, and build collective bargaining power, and actually reduce the deficit. Because the truth is, you're not going to fix the deficit problem unless you fix the economic problem.
Zeese sees two pillars of the Occupy movement he believes can be very powerful in ending corporate rule in America.
Those two pillars, non-cooperation and civil resistance, will weaken the current structures that hold the current corporate government in place, and then we can actually have some impact. We see this really as a battle between participatory democracy and concentrated wealth. And right now, concentrated wealth is winning. They control the government, and the government goes in the direction of the 1%. We want to change that direction to the direction of the 99%. We document seven issues where the public is right on the issue and wants to go the opposite direction the government's going. We're seeking transformative change that would really be revolutionary in this country to really see people rule.
The Kansas National Education Association is claiming victory today after a planned fundraising visit by Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker was canceled. Walker was planning to visit the state next week as part of his tour to raise a war chest in case a recall is triggered.
The KNEA sent out a press release Wednesday touting their plans to bus in thousands of education supporters from all over Kansas to greet Walker. Wichita Hutchinson Labor Federation President Judy Pierce said this week, Kansans stood up and sent our own message that we don't want Walker's radical brand of politics in Kansas, just as Ohio voters rejected similar anti-worker initiatives in their state at the ballot box. A survey released by the state of Wisconsin found that cuts Walker has made to education in that state are resulting in larger classrooms and fewer teachers. This newscast made possible in part by the AFL-CIO and by Ulico, the Union Labor Life Insurance Company. Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary for Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today. My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano and First Shift, First Shift, First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday morning. As promised, we've got the Senate Minority Leader, Gretchen Whitmer, on the line with us. And let me just welcome her back to First Shift. We've got a lot to get to. And Senator, thanks for joining us this morning, and thank you again for your leadership. Appreciate everything you're doing to help those of us that see what we need to do to create real change in the state, and I appreciate your courage.
Well, Tony, it's so good to be with you, and you're a critical part of creating that change, so thank you.
I appreciate that. Listen, we played some audio from you from yesterday, where you asked your Republican cohorts if they would consider perhaps delaying a two-week break to take care of some needed legislation. Let's talk before, there's a lot of things I want to get to this morning, but let's first talk about the anti-bullying legislation. I want to take you back to last week, that impassioned speech you gave on the Senate floor that made international news. Now, listen, I'm proud of you for your leadership. Listen, the way you want to make news is not by outing your colleagues for doing something that is disdainful as creating a blueprint to bully. So let's be clear about that. Although we're proud of your leadership, we're not proud that that had to happen.
That's right. I mean, it's an embarrassment. What the state Senate Republicans did last week is essentially create so many excuses for bullying and to put it into law that they've given out a license to bully in. So we were just so disgusted. The family of Matt Epling, who has been champions of this because he, you know, was a victim of some horrendous bullying and took his own life. It was just a mockery of the fight that we have waged for years. And so we had to take him to the carpet on it. And justifiably, I mean, everybody knows somebody, and that's why that floor statement went viral, and Stephen Colbert did a piece on it the night before last, just making a mockery of the Michigan Republican senators. And but you know what? Sometimes you need to be called out, and that's how we're getting change. And that's why even Republican governor and the Republican House of Representatives have now taken a step forward on anti-bullying laws, and that's a good outcome for all kids in Michigan.
Well, I had Kevin Epling on the show yesterday, a wonderful visit, an amazing man, said nice things about you, of course, and appreciated the time and the effort that you've been putting into Mad Safe School Law. What did the House do yesterday in regards to anti-bullying? Because I know that Michigan Equality is not happy with the bill. They consider it weak, and some are criticizing it because it doesn't enumerate in the way that we want it to. What does it do? So maybe we can feel a little bit better about what was passed in the House yesterday.
Well, currently across the country, 47 states have some form of anti-bullying law on the books. Michigan has nothing. What the Senate Republicans wanted to do was not only was worse than nothing, because it would create, you know, reasons for bullying. So the House passed a law yesterday that says every school district has to have a policy. That's a step forward. Is it three steps forward so we're going to have the best law in the books? No. I mean, ultimately, I would like to see a whole lot more things on cyberbullying and reporting and enumeration, but it's a step forward, and I am supportive of Michigan at least coming into the mainstream with what other states are doing. So, yes, I mean, it's but at least having requirement that every district have an anti-bullying policy on the books will make a difference.
And it will make a difference. You know, I was bullied, Senator Whitmer, so I'm one of those people that this matter, it's personal for me, and I'm just going to be honest about it, it's personal for me, and I know that when you are one of those kids, I'll be honest with you, you just feel like you have nowhere to turn. You don't want to go to crying to mom and dad. You don't want to tell your friends because that could make it worse. You don't want to confront the bullies because you're afraid you're going to get, frankly, you're afraid you're going to get hurt. And right. So if you're being bullied, you feel like there's no one there that to care about you, that cares about you. It's a very difficult situation to be in.
Oh, it sure is. And so many kids are so ashamed and so scared to go to school. They don't want to get out of their parents' car when they're getting dropped off. They're crying, "Don't send me in there." And I can't imagine being that child or their parent. I mean, the stories that we have heard from around the world in reaction to what the Senate Republicans did are so heartbreaking, but the courage that it takes to tell the story and the knowledge that it's going to get better, knowing that this is in our mainstream discussion now, is going to help kids. And the knowledge that it does get better, I think, is something that we really need to be cognizant of, that is something that will help kids that are suffering right now.
Oh, there's no question that's true. You know, let's for a moment focus on, and one of the things that I found quite interesting about the speech you gave on the Senate floor yesterday was about the kind of bills that are passing right now in the Senate. None of it creates a job. None of it protects people. None of it moves us forward. You know, we just had a recall of Paul Scott, and the Republicans and their bravado said, "Oh, all that does is strengthen our resolve." Resolve to do what? Continue to attack the middle class, to attack labor unions in this state? I don't understand what their agenda is, Senator. I just don't get it.
Well, I agree, and that's why I pointed out some of the ridiculous things that we did just yesterday. Before we go on a hunting break of all things, I mean, people are looking at our legislature and saying, what the heck are they doing? They're passing laws to make English the official language of Michigan. They're passing laws to permit the transport of watermelons. That's what we're spending our time and taxpayer money on when we have important issues, extremely important issues. And it's just it's a disgrace. And I guess that was the point that I was trying to convey. How can you justify taking a hunting break, any sort of a vacation, when the people of Michigan are struggling and we've got things that we can do and we're spending time on this foolishness? And I said, you're almost convinced me we need a part-time legislature, because I certainly don't see what good we're doing when we are here.
Well, yeah, that when you said that kind of stunned me. Is there any chance that they will delay this break, or is it on 2 weeks and that's it?
No, I think it's on. I mean, they kind of looked at me when I gave the speech, and then they adjourned and said, we'll see you after Thanksgiving. So, you know, I mean, you can get national scrutiny, you can be called the laughing stock of the nation, and yet you're still going to make sure that you take your hunting break, which is so backward, and that's part of my frustration at the Capitol.
Now, I'm just going to go back a little bit. You said something that really picked my interest, and you're right, you know, because your video went viral, but it went viral for a reason. It went viral because it was the right set of words at the right time and the right topic. Here's what we know. We know that now if we get enough numbers, and this just kind of proves that if you get enough numbers, even the Republicans have to say, take a step back, rethink this. They might not want to, but it forced them to do that. There's a victory in that. That also sends us another message that if us as concerned voters in mass, step up and say enough is enough, they will stop this insanity. We just need the numbers, and we don't have them right now. Let's just be honest about it.
I think that's a good point, but, you know, I'm encouraged by the election results on Tuesday and what happened in Ohio. I mean, the middle class is tired of getting kicked. The important thing is that we don't walk away and discuss, that we take action, that we send these, you know, floor statements around so that they go viral, that we let our legislators know what we think, and that we turn out at the ballot box. And Those are, that's the most important thing you can do if you want change. But there are incremental things that we can do between now and the next election, and that's a part of the social media and weighing in, making your voice heard.
I want to make sure that, because a lot of people are not going to read this morning, the papers aren't going to pick this up. You fought very hard yesterday to return funding to schools. You fought very hard yesterday to do that. Your colleagues said no, but no one's going to tell this story this morning. I read it in Gongwer, but you're not seeing it in the Free Press. You're not seeing the news. You're not seeing the Lansing State Journal. You're not seeing it anywhere. But you fought very hard yesterday to return that funding to schools, and the Republicans said no.
I appreciate you pointing that out. You know, we have found that there is a surplus of all things in the general fund and the school aid fund, almost $500 million. You know, the school aid fund was what the governor and the legislative Republicans used as their piggy bank to pay for a $1.7 billion tax break, forcing cuts on schools that didn't need to happen. Now we find out, okay, we didn't need all that money. I have said, let's put it back. Let's put it back into the schools that we stole it from. And three Republicans agreed with me, but that's all. So it was my Democratic caucus plus three Republicans, and I couldn't get it done. But this is something that we, you know, it's maybe one of the most important things we did yesterday, and yet, you know, can't get it accomplished.
Well, again, and no one's going to tell that story, so I wanted to make sure we did. And not because, you know, I'm just looking to pat you on the back. People need to know that it's not just you, but the Democrats, and we'll give those three Republicans a pat on the back as well. Absolutely. I have no problem doing that. Because that those monies do need to go back to the school systems. I was very encouraged, by the way, by all the millages that passed. 92% of the millages that were offered in the state passed on Tuesday. Senator Whitmer, that tells us that as citizens, we're willing to pay for services that we consider to be essential. In a lot of communities, that meant money, more money for our schools. I just hope your Republican colleagues are paying attention to that.
I hope so, too, because I do think people in Michigan are willing to pitch in when they see that it's going to something meaningful, not a business, indiscriminate business tax break. But if you know it's going to your schools or to your police, people are comfortable with that. And that's why every time they raid the school aid fund to pay for their business friends' tax breaks, people lose faith in the whole system. And, you know, we've got to change that.
That's well, and you're changing it. You're doing a great job. By the way, congratulations on your recent nuptials. A little under the radar, but you got married recently, and I hope that, I want to wish you the best. And thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I really appreciate it.
All right, Senator Gretchen Whitmer, Senate Minority Leader. We're going to take a quick break here. When we continue, we're going to occupy Detroit. It's going to occupy First Shift. All right, 7:50, that's the magical time. We'll be back.
Families of our wounded warriors in their time of need. Text VET to 20222 to give a $10 donation to Fisher House. To learn more, go to 1310wdtw.com, keyword Fisher House.
It was $1 trillion and thousands of U.S. lives to topple a dictator in Iraq. It's $1 billion and no U.S. lives to topple a dictator in Libya. That's a pretty stark contrast.
On 1310WDTW.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
The Fisher House provides no-cost housing and other services for families of wounded warriors and veterans. Text VET to 20222 to make your $10 donation to Fisher House. For details, go to 1310wdtw.com, keyword Fisher House.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me is Professor Gordon Lafer.
One of the problems with one of the versions of Right to Work that somebody is talking about introducing in Michigan, which would be aimed strictly at teachers and the school system. There has never been a Right to Work law like that because it makes no economic sense. You're not going to attract companies into out of state by attacking teachers. But what you will do is put Michigan at a competitive disadvantage in recruiting and retaining the highest quality teachers. If you say, well, we're going to cut down, you know, union bargaining power and wages and benefits for Michigan teachers, any teacher who has a choice is deciding are they going to go to Michigan or a neighboring state is going to have an incentive to go elsewhere. So at a time when the state is trying to have a strong education system, I mean, both for all kinds of reasons, including being able to compete for these higher skilled jobs, to put in a law that says we're going to undermine the quality of teachers we can attract seems backwards economically.
First Shift with Tony Trujillo on 1310 WDTW.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back 10 minutes before the top of the hour. As we do every day at 7:50, we take a little time, just a little bit of time, and remind you about Occupy Detroit. Again, the website is occupy-detroit.us. That's where you want to go. If you want to donate money, you're going to find it all right there. The donate button's at the very top. But let me go to my favorite occupier. Susan Howes joins us now from Occupy Detroit. And, Susan, it's a pleasure to have you back on First Shift this morning. How you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing great, Tony. And thank you for your continued coverage of the Occupy movement.
Well, that's all right. Listen, it's about all of us, and that's what matters. So, and just glad that we've got we still have a lot of stuff going on. Susan, let me I do need to address it because I'm getting a lot of emails. There's been some confusion as to what's happening with the actual site, the Grand Circus Park. As you know, the Free Press and the news both yesterday said that you've been asked to leave. Do we know, or could you give me the most recent information on what's happening downtown?
A lot of erroneous information was going around regarding that. On Wednesday night when that high wind storm came in, signs went up just for the safety of individuals. It's just a city policy. Signs went up saying we had to be out of the park by 10 p.m. But the police didn't enforce that, and they have no intention of enforcing it. We do have a permit only until Monday the 14th. And with this in mind and the safety of the occupiers, we have a winter work group that has been working in the background some time now with real estate agents trying to find a place for us to move indoors for the winter. The last thing we want is somebody freezing on our watch.
And no question. And Susan, as we have more update information, you folks have been great about feeding it to the show, and so they can trust that if something happens, they'll get it here. So I just wanted to make sure that people, you know, and I wrote everybody back and told them, relax, everything's under control, because I've been in touch with the people that are actually negotiating, trying to find that space. So I know everything's fine. I just want people to not get panicked. There's nothing to panic about. Nothing to panic about.
We did not have an adversarial relationship with the Detroit police. They've been very good to us. And as a nonviolent movement, we don't anticipate anything going wrong in that area.
Absolutely. Let's a couple things that I want to get to. Today, especially, at I believe it's going to be, what time is the prayer vigil? At 6 p.m. this evening, there's a prayer vigil right there at the camp at Grand Circus Park, if I understand that correctly?
That is correct, Tony.
All right.
It's being gathered at 6 p.m. tonight. Some of the organizers are worried about Islamophobic tendencies. So from the call, which is over at the Ford Field tonight. So the vigil is not directed at the people attending the call, but is it a prayer for the people. And we're expecting to walk over to Ford Field from Grand Circus Park.
All right, very good. Well, I happen to know that religious leaders from Central United Methodist Church, King Solomon Baptist Church, St. Peter's Episcopal Church have organized an interfaith prayer vigil. And so they're going to be, the vigil will be a demonstration of solidarity with people of Islamic faith by persons of all religions, which is just awesome. And again, Susan Howes, it once again underscores that the Occupy movement understands what solidarity means. It's just really another manifestation of that is all it is.
It's just another anti-hate, pro-economic fairness for the 99%.
I like the way you said it better. All right, we also have something. Well, I do. We also have something going on the 17th of November called the National Day of Action. Tell us a little bit about that as well.
We're hoping that people can come out for this. This is a march against cuts to social services. We'll start at 3 p.m. at Grand Circus Park. So the more people that we can get out to help protest the cuts to services to the working class who are being, you know, literally screwed statewide and nationwide with the recent cuts that happened back in October.
I want to say that's a Thursday. Do I have that right?
That is Thursday, November 17th.
All right, just want to make sure.
November 17th at 3 p.m.
All right, just want to make sure I get that right. So on Thursday, November 17th, 3 p.m., show up at again at the camp at Grand Circus Park. And no matter where they're at that point, they'll be meeting at Grand Circus Park. And just as always, to show solidarity. And, you know, and one of the things that I find fascinating about this is I continue to get people that reach out to me. That necessarily, you know, they maybe can't be, you know, at one event or can't be another. We understand not everybody can be at everything. Go to what you can go to, folks. This movement is not about guilting you into anything. And, Susan, I want to make sure that people understand that. It's about what you can do, not about feeling guilty about what you can't do.
Exactly. That's what we're hoping. And people come out when they can and show their solidarity. And when they can't, not to feel guilty about it, not to sit home and fret.
And that, absolutely. All right, so here we go, folks. And of course they do. And I want to remind people as well, we've got the Thanksgiving, the Occupy Thanksgiving on November 20th. Now, we're still looking for a caterer to step up and help us that day. If there is a caterer out there that would like to help out for the Occupy Thanksgiving, which is going to be on November 20th, just send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, tony@thetonyshow.org, or you can find the number to my office right on the tonyshow.org website and give me a call later today and we'll help them. We already found somebody to do karaoke. If there are people out there that are willing to, they want already cooked foods. They want it to want you guys to show up with hot, ready-to-eat food so that they don't have to cook it there, and that way everybody can have a great time. You know, it's kind of like giving mom the day off on Thanksgiving. Because, you know, Susan, let's also point out, there are a lot of people there. I mean, a lot of people there that have worked tireless hours with very little break.
Yes, yes. It's been exhausting, and a lot of people are looking for a break and a celebration. And isn't that the spirit of Thanksgiving?
Yeah, no question that is true. Well, and again, I want to appreciate everybody out at Occupy Detroit for their continued commitment to democracy, to economic fairness, and to just staying strong. And again, it's not easy, folks. Wednesday night, I was out at Oakland University, protesting the debate. It was cold. Mm-hmm. It was windy. The Occupy people, what did they do? They battened down the hatches and stayed right where they were. There's no quitting these folks. Susan, thank you so much for your time and have a great weekend.
You too, Tony. Thank you.
Absolutely. And we'll be back on Monday with more from Occupy Detroit. I wanted to mention this very quickly before we get out of here, and I'll mention it again in the next hour. Got an email yesterday. Let me just read it. It says, I was curious if you could find out from your listeners if they know of any churches in the Metro Detroit area, Northern Wayne County to be precise, that have a non-food pantry. My church wants to partner with several local churches so that we can expand our resources. Since the demand is so high, we want to pass this information on to people who may need items that these banks provide. There is a great need for these items because food stamps and bridge cards do not cover these items. Just need to know where they are located. So if you have a non-food pantry at your church, you do mittens, gloves, all that kind of stuff, send me an email and I will get you in touch with Deborah. All right? But we got to get out of here. We'll be back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Crew still out there working a couple of accidents, 96 westbound at Novi Road and Southfield Freeway southbound before Ford Road. Both of those are on the shoulder, not causing tremendous delays. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly sunny, a high in the mid-40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high right around 57. Currently, it's fair and 33 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after the top of the hour.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Leading the news, Penn State's football program tries to get back on track this weekend with its final home game of the season. Head coach Joe Paterno was let go because of the controversy over the child rape allegations against former assistant Jerry Sandusky. Police say they have a taped confession from Sandusky to at least one of the incidents, but CNN's Jason Carroll tells us there's a different story coming from Sandusky's lawyer.
He basically told me that they're trying to find witnesses to help Jerry Sandusky's case, also telling me that Jerry Sandusky told him that he is innocent of all the allegations and that the feeling is that Sandusky is being tried in the press, tried out here at Penn State.
President Obama flies west today, going to an Asian Economic Summit in Hawaii and then making official visits to Australia and Indonesia. On the way, CNN's Bob Constantini tells us the president will stop to watch a basketball game in an unusual arena. The aircraft carrier, USS Carl Vinson.
For Veterans Day, Mr. Obama flies to San Diego to attend the Carrier Classic, the first ever college basketball game on an aircraft carrier, pitting Michigan State versus North Carolina. It's the ship that buried Osama bin Laden at sea, a national security highlight Mr. Obama hopes Americans keep remembering. Bob Costantini, CNN Washington.
Greece gets a new national unity government today. Lucas Papademos becomes the new prime minister. U.S. stocks might build on yesterday's gains today. Stock futures are up, suggesting a higher open at the morning bell. The bond market and banks are closed for this Veterans Day. A day after his infamous debate gaffe, Texas Governor Rick Perry poked fun at himself while delivering the top 10 list on CBS's The Late Show with David Letterman last night. Here was Perry's excuse number two for his gaffe.
Number two.
Yeah. I wanted to help take the heat off my buddy Herman Cain.
Okay.
Right after the debate, Perry said, in his words, "I really stepped in it out there." For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
There are a lot of safety tips out there. Look before crossing the street. Buckle up. Don't eat a whole bunch of poison. For facilities maintenance folks, here's a good one. Use Grainger. They have over 44,000 safety products to help keep your facility safe, from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools. And now through December 31st, save 30% off the Grainger catalog price on select Honeywell safety products from brands like Miller Fall Protection and North Safety. See details at Grainger.com/safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
AVG links millions of users to protect computers from digital threats. We protect us. To make this point, we built a cage made of millions of toothpicks, put two people inside, then dropped it in a jungle with a 500-pound tiger. How will the tiger react with nothing between it and these strangers but a few inches of toothpicks? See if there is strength in numbers. AVG presents Tiger vs. Toothpicks at WeProtectUs.com.
In a sign some American purse strings are beginning to loosen up a bit, the Walt Disney Company says its earnings increased a better-than-expected 30% in the third quarter. Revenue from movies and its ABC and ESPN TV networks helped, but what helped most was robust theme park attendance. More people than expected paid admission, then spent more while inside. Big changes coming in the music business. One of the iconic labels will get split up as one of the world's biggest banks sells it off. Wall Street Journal reports Citigroup will sell the publishing arm of EMI to a group led by Sony for $2.2 billion, as Vivendi pays $1.9 billion for the recorded music division of EMI. Hopes rising that today Italy will pass an aggressive new austerity bill currently being debated and name a technocrat to the prime minister's chair, both seen as positive steps toward controlling the country's debt hemorrhage. Ahead of that, stock futures are higher. S&P futures gaining 10, NASDAQ futures up 17. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
There are a lot of safety tips out there. Look before crossing the street. Buckle up. Don't eat a whole bunch of poison. For facilities maintenance, folks, here's a good one. Use Grainger. They have over 44,000 safety products to help keep your facility safe, from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools. And now through December 31st, save 30% off the Grainger catalog price on select Honeywell safety products from brands like Miller Fall Protection and North Safety. See details at Grainger.com/safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
AVG links millions of users to protect computers from digital threats. We protect us. To make this point, we built a cage made of millions of toothpicks, put two people inside, then dropped it in a jungle with a 500-pound tiger. How will the tiger react with nothing between it and these strangers but a few inches of toothpicks? See if there is strength in numbers. AVG presents Tiger vs. Toothpicks at WeProtectUs.com.
Welcome back to the show.
This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
It's Friday, and you know what that means. The end of a great week of shows is wrapped up with a chat with Joe DeSano. And yes, Jeff, it's almost time for breakfast meeting. Jeez, is food all you guys think about? Now, back to Tony.
And welcome back. Honestly, you know, Jeff does think about food a lot. Not as much as he used to. I offered to buy him some breakfast at a fast food joint last week, and he said no to that. Don't know why, but he did. Because I've seen him eat. That, by the way, Jeff, that sweet roll you got last week, I had one little bite of that, and I had to go to the dentist and get my cavities filled.
It was pretty good.
It was pretty sweet.
Good thing they named it a sweet roll then.
Yeah. Yeah, better you than me, pal. That's all I have to say. All right, we got stuff to do. We got Joe on the line, right?
Yep, he should be there.
All right. And if he's not, what are we going to do? I'm a little nervous, actually.
Keep talking about him.
I'm going to tell you why I'm a little nervous. Joe tweeted yesterday evening that... And it hasn't been a slow week, and I know what he wants to talk about. He said, it's been a slow week. What will I say on Tony Trupiano's show tomorrow? I think I'm in trouble today, Jeff. I do indeed. Well, we're going to find out. Give me my intro. Let's get going.
It's time to talk politics with our political strategist
from Main Street Strategies,
Joe DeSano.
And he's back. Joe DeSano is with us. Should I be nervous today, Joe, or are we going to be all right?
We're going to be all right. You want to know why? Because CH1 has declared that it's National Metal Day. So we're going to turn up everything to 11.
All right. Well, that's, you know, happy Veterans Day, by the way, to all the veterans
that's
listening
right.
to
Thank
us this
you,
morning.
Thank you to all the veterans for letting us be loudmouths.
Somebody had sent me an email later in the day, well, maybe it was mid-afternoon, that said, hey, Tony, be a good boss and pay your employees today because the banks are closed tomorrow. Well, I couldn't do anything at that point, so I'm sure they'll still take their, in fact, they did take their paychecks, so that's not an issue. But happy Veterans Day to everybody. Joe, what an interesting week. We just had Senator Whitmer on, who gave a great speech on the House or on the Senate floor yesterday, asking the her colleagues to stay a little bit longer instead of going hunting to maybe take care of some state business. They had no, they just don't want to do that.
Well, they are, I'm trying to reach for the right words that is FCC compliant, but also kind of sums up the mentality of the folks that would rather be out there sitting in a tree stand than out there taking care of business, of what they're very well paid to do.
I like the word asshat. I like the word asshat.
Yeah, asshat. If the FCC likes asshat, I like asshat too.
Okay. Well, I don't know that they like it, but they can't stop us from saying it.
Thanks to the veterans for letting us be able to say that too.
Well,
let's not forget their role in this. But yeah, the senator is absolutely correct that they should stay in session and keep on getting to work. And frankly, they should be back in session and doing real work instead of, you know, embarrassing the state on a national stage with this ridiculous bill they passed yesterday on the bullying issue. They think pulling off the religious exemption somehow makes that bill better, and it really doesn't. So be it.
Oh, we had Kevin Epling on yesterday, who is, I'm sure you know, Joe, the father of Matthew Epling,
yeah,
who had killed himself. I haven't, and I mean, and I will reach out to Kevin after the show today to get his thoughts on what did pass the House yesterday. A lot of Democrats felt it was more palatable because at least it mandates that each school district have an anti-bullying policy, as opposed to, you know, and Joe, is there anything to stop the local district from enumerating their own anti-bullying bill?
I don't think so. I would have to defer to a policy expert, but my advice would be to make sure that we elect the right people to those school boards. And frankly, over the past two decades, the religious right and the far-right conservatives have been electing stealth candidates to those school boards who are roadblocks to actually getting some of those policies put in at the local level.
Yeah, well, no question. Let's back up to Tuesday. It was a big day, election day here in the state of Michigan.
It was a glorious day.
And I'm sure you had some horses in some of those races, not necessarily candidates, but some of them issues. Let's talk a little bit about what is obviously the biggest story of the week, and that is the recall of now former Representative Paul Scott, who was so anxious to be recalled that he decided, well, you know what? I'm going to resign before they even certify the results.
Yeah, that was the act of a petulant, spoiled little brat, essentially sticking his thumb in the eye of the voters saying, I'm going to quit before you can fire me. I think that's indicative of a lot of the problems that this young man has. It's interesting. You know, living here in Lansing, I have friendships and relationships with a lot of Republicans, and on a personal basis, many of them are quite nice people. But it was unprecedented, the stories that I was getting during the period during the campaign, and now up here in the Lansing press, the throwing under the bus of Paul Scott is incredibly unprecedented. I mean, there are all kinds of blind quotes and stories talking about how lazy he is, how arrogant he is, and it's not news to me. I'm just shocked that it's actually appearing in print and they're feeding on their own. If to this extent, I think this is pretty unprecedented behavior because usually the Republicans are quite military in their discipline of not feeding on each other in
Joe,
a public manner.
What does that say about Bobby Shostak, who is the Republican Michigan Republican committee chairperson? Does that say is that a reflection on him?
I'm not sure it's necessarily I think it's much more of a reflection on Paul Scott himself. There does seem to be a split in the Republican Party if they should have spent any money on behalf of Paul Scott since he was so personally reprehensible. But I'll tell you what, I think it sent a shockwave through the Republican establishment because they are just scrambling to rationalize what happened. I mean, they shoved the governor out there immediately to say that this wasn't about the governor, and that's not true. I mean, I was a consultant for the Citizens Against Government Overreach, and I was responsible for the phone and mail program that the campaign put out, and I can tell you that we included the governor in everything. If Paul Scott's picture appeared, the governor's picture appeared right next to him. This was absolutely a referendum on the nerds, public policies, and a referendum on his allies. And this has not been mentioned. There was no bigger ally of the governor in the legislature than Paul Scott. Paul Scott was one of the first sitting lawmakers to endorse the governor when he was at 1% in the polls. They were two peas in a political pod. Okay? They were as tight can be. And this is absolutely a referendum on the governor, not just Paul Scott. And I can't believe the Republicans brought the governor in the campaign twice. Nothing made me happier because I was privy to the polling data that showed that the governor was radioactive to independent voters, and also did wonders to fire up our base. Because keep in mind, they manipulated the courts all the way up into the end to avoid an election. And in filing when the Supreme Court threw the election back on, we had lost critical votes in the absentee ballot period because the campaign was essentially suspended. So you had a situation where we were losing votes, which is an awful thing for a campaign. And also, there was a mentality setting in among some people that this was unwinnable. And then the governor shows up. And that fired people up like you would not believe.
Well, Joe, but doesn't it also, you've got to wonder about the political wisdom of this rookie governor who on election day, in this district, as people are deciding this issue, he announces for politically motivated reasons that Flint needs an emergency manager. Don't you think that helped push this over the edge a little bit?
I think there's two separate things because there's a backstory as to why the governor did this, and it's not the obvious one. What this does is the genesis of this is Andy Dillon and the Flint mayor, Dane Walling, who I have to disclose is the client of my firm. Andy Dillon approached Dane Walling when Dillon was running for governor and demanded an endorsement from Dane Walling. Dane refused. It was not a pleasant meeting. The speaker at the time, Mr. Andy Dillon, was very, very upset. And so he is now manipulating the books, manipulating the process to put an emergency manager in Flint as retribution for Dane Walling not playing ball with the speaker when he was running for governor. That is the real story here.
All right. Hold that thought, Joe. We got to get to the break. And we'll come back. This is far from over. Far from over. Folks, if you want to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595 with Main Street Strategies. Our friend and political insider, Joe DeSano. Stay where you're at. We'll be back with First Shift on 1310 WDTW right after this.
Help families of our wounded warriors in their time of need. Text VET to 20222 to give a $10 donation to Fisher House. To learn more, go to 1310WDTW.com, keyword Fisher House.
First Shift with Tony Trivino.
I want the top wealthiest Americans to be taxed higher and that money to go to education.
I want true democracy for the 99% of us just don't have it anymore.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. A couple of accidents out there. 696 eastbound at Orchard Lake Road. We have an accident on the shoulder. And then southbound 75 at Ortonville Road. We have an accident there as well. I'm Ross with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, some scattered flurries before 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy, a high near 44. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low in the mid-30s. And then on Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 57. Right now, it's fair and 34 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry. I'm a hugger.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
At the JCPenney Veterans Day sale, now through Saturday, get an extra 15, 20, or 30% off all regular sale and clearance items when you use your JCPenney Rewards credit card. No exclusions. JCPenney. Before inside JCPenney, not participating. Offers end November 12th.
The Fisher House provides no-cost housing and other services for families of wounded warriors and veterans. Text VET to 20222 to make your $10 donation to Fisher House. For details, go to 1310WDTW.com, keyword Fisher House.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310
WDTW. Welcome back. Happy Veterans Day. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Joe DeSano with me, partner with Main Street Strategies out of Lansing. And, Joe, we had to interrupt you as we were getting to the break. So, well, let's just pick up. We were talking about what was happening in Flint between the now state treasurer. I always want to say traitor because it's treasurer, traitor, Andy Dillon, whatever you want to call him. He supposedly was a Democrat at one point, although I don't know that he was ever really a Democrat. He just had a D after his name for a while.
Well, he was a Democrat by virtue of the fact that he lived in a district where you had to be a Democrat to be elected. And he manipulated the process to be elected Speaker of the House and spent his entire 4 years as Speaker tearing down Democrats. So he calling him a traitor, I think, is a bit of a stretch. I think he never was one of us to begin with.
All right. Well, that's fair. You know, I got to tell you, when I ran for Congress, Joe, he did donate to my campaign, and he didn't have to do that, as you know. I will tell you that, and one of the things that impressed me about this former speaker, Andy Dillon, current treasurer, I had gone to, as every candidate, when you're a candidate, you go to anything where more than one person will be there. You just do. It's what you do. And Andy Dillon showed at an event that nobody would have expected him to be at. And I give him a lot of credit for that. It was a little neighborhood organization thing. He wasn't even up for re-election that year. So he, you know, it was just, he's just a great guy when he wants to be. He doesn't always want to be, though. And so, you know, I'm profoundly disappointed that the governor is attacking, you know. It seems to me, Joe, we look at the cities that have financial managers. They all have predominantly African-American populations.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. But also keep in mind that all these cities had Flint, for example, had a $9 million budget blown in its budget when revenue sharing was savaged by this governor. So basically, the governor is appointing a financial manager to fix a problem that the governor caused.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, you're right. Well, anyway.
And by the way, this is all nothing more than a reason to bust unions and break union contracts. That's what this is absolutely about. Never lose sight of that.
Well, let's take a look at some of the reaction, if we could, from the Paul Scott recall. And, you know, it's been a little bit all over the place, but in a way that's a good thing, because it just tells us that, at least it tells me that everybody's paying attention to what happened. I will say, from where I'm sitting, recognizing my bias up front, that I do believe that this is certainly, as you have already said, a condemnation of the governor's agenda. But I think, to me, it's so much more than that. I think it because we take a look at, and maybe this is where we really need to go. Let's take a look at the money that was spent. The pro recall people were outspent at least 2-1. Now,
I think that's a very conservative number.
Okay. Well, again, I'm just going on what I was able to publicly find. You would know better than I would, but what it says to me is that, as much as people want to say, well, this was, and we got to give the MEA credit where credit is due, because without them, this wouldn't have happened. But without the grassroots activists in Genesee County, this wouldn't have succeeded, Joe.
Correct. And that lack of grassroots support is one of the reasons that Republicans are having such a tough time gathering signatures against the Democrats they're trying to recall. Because people have to understand, the recalls that went out against Republicans were true, spontaneous, grassroots activities. What the Republicans are trying to do is fake grassroots, astroturf, if you will. And that's why they're having such a tough time gathering signatures. And they're going to have to make a decision here in the next few days if they're going to move the hundreds of thousands of dollars they're going to need to go out and gather these signatures. And the Republicans are having these decisions, they're having these discussions right now, because if they are going to get on the February 28th ballot, they're going to have all the signatures in the next 3 weeks. Not an easy task.
No, it's really not an easy test. Before we move on, let's take a look at one other critical issue. And I'll ask the larger question, and I don't know if individual names matter to this audience, but let's ask the larger question. Can a Democrat, in February, there will be an election to fill Paul Scott's seat. Can a Democrat win that seat?
You know what? There are many names being bandied about, and I don't think it's necessarily very important who that person is. I don't see it as a easy pickup for Democrats. I'm not sure, because keep in mind that district will be radically configured, reconfigured just you know, in August and November of next year. I think a Democrat could win in the right situation. I'm not sure if this is the right situation. I think I think you play to win until you figure out you can't win. So I would encourage people to get in, run a strong campaign, and let's see where the political environment is in February. I think it's absolutely critical that we have we have President Obama on the ballot. That's a discussion that the Secretary of State has to have. She has the ability to put a Democratic primary on the ballot that day as well. It would be non-binding at the national convention, but certainly that would help generate turnout in any district where you needed to move Democrats if folks were aware that the president was actually on the ballot. I don't expect that to happen because the Republicans want to play in the special election to replace Tim Melton on February 28th in Pontiac, and they don't want a reason for Democrats to turn out because they think they can steal a seat. But if you put the president on the ballot, you're going to see a spike in turnout in Pontiac. So that's a decision that the Secretary of State's going to have to make at some point.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that all does play out. Again, the names at this point really don't matter. Was this a referendum on the Snyder agenda? I think we're all agreed that it is. And I think your reflections on that, Joe, are quite profound, to be honest with you. It was a good day. I mean, what happened in Ohio, we should briefly mention that before we go to break.
It was a good day across the country for progressives and Democrats. You know, voters have an interesting way of keeping things even. And I think that's what they tried to do Tuesday. Basically the lesson I walked away from is if you overreach and pursue an agenda different from what you ran on, which is what most of these Republican governors and Republican office holders did, voters will remember and voters will dish out an appropriate punishment.
All right, Joe, and we need to get to the break, but there is a difference between overreaching and reach around, right?
Yes, but often you get the same result.
Thank you. Just wanted to give you a little something to think about as we went to break. Joe DeSano, my guest. Main Street Strategies is the company. We'll take the break. Feel free to join us. 888-552-3595. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're still looking at that accident out there on 696 eastbound right around Orchard Lake Road. It's on the shoulder, but it's causing some minor gawker delays. The launch north on a Glendale, another accident there on the shoulder. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly cloudy, a high near 44. Some scattered flurries before 10 a.m. in there as well. Mostly cloudy, a low around 36 degrees tonight. And then on Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 57. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a high near 58. Chance of showers in there too. Right now it's fair and 34 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
How small can a giant corporation get? I don't mean in size, but in spirit. Once again, America's biggest commercial empire, Walmart, is displaying its incredibly shriveled ethical center by whacking the already meager healthcare benefits that hundreds of thousands of workers count on. Just a couple of years ago, this $400 billion a year retailing colossus tried to hush critics of its Dickensian labor policies by ballyhooing a bare-bones healthcare plan for its associates. The insurance scheme had such high deductibles, however, that barely half of its employees bought into it. Now, even that benefit is being yanked from the 40% of Walmart's employees who are part-time workers. Also, insurance premiums and deductibles are being dramatically jacked up for thousands of full-time workers. For example, one full-timer, who's paid only $12,000 a year, will see her premium more than double to about $3,300 a year, a fourth of her income. I won't be able to afford the insurance, she says, and I really can't go without insurance because I have a heart problem. Top executives and the board of directors of this enormously profitable corporation also have a heart problem. They are taking advantage of America's raging unemployment crisis to stiff their workforce. Since these low-wage, non-union employees desperately need the jobs and have no power to stand up to the corporation's greed. A Walmart PR flack says that decisions to whack the workers, quote, were not easy, but they strike a balance between managing costs and providing quality care and coverage. This is Jim Hightower saying, care and coverage for whom? For the top executives, of course. They get full health care coverage from the corporation. How's that for boosting morale? And for morality. For more information, go to farrespect.org/healthcare. Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at hightowerlowdown.org.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
The first time we heard him speak was incredible. All of a sudden, he was back.
Every day a vet risks his life for us. Today, we're saying thanks by helping the Fisher House Foundation, who helps our vets. To learn more, go to 1310WDTW.com, keyword Fisher House.
Recently on First Shift,
David Hecker, who is president of the American Federation of Teachers of Michigan,
about the American Jobs Act. The Republicans will stand up and vote no, but what I'd love them to stand up and say is, I vote no because I think there should be 54 kids in a kindergarten class. I vote no because I don't care that the response time of police officers and firefighters have skyrocketed because of layoffs, because that is the only reason someone would have to vote no, is that they just don't care.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after the hour. We welcome back Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies. You know, the gift of incumbency wasn't so much a gift of incumbency in Wayne County on Tuesday. And Joe, and really some of these communities was a little bit of a surprise. But, you know, I kind of like it, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, many incumbents lost their positions across Wayne County in particular. I think that's indicative of what we have to look forward to next year, and that is an angry, bitter, vengeful electorate willing to take it out on elected officials. So if there's any elected officials listening to this right now, there's two things you need to do. Get to work, and number two, give me a ring. Because the voters are very, very upset, and you're running around with a giant target on your back. So make sure you vote and you lead in a manner in which the electorate wants you to, not what your political party or financial backers want you to do. Pay attention to the middle class. That's my advice. That's my free advice. And I think you see a bunch of folks who are now out of work and have huge disasters on their resume because they lost sight of what they were there to do. They've got, you know, often what happens is elected officials get excited about the trappings and being referred to as the honorable so-and-so. Well, you know what? Leave the ego at home. Shut your mouth. Do the job, and voters will reward you. It's really quite a simple equation, and the folks who lose sight of that will be on Tuesday. And I think really these folks were just the canary in the coal mine, because I think you're going to see a lot more incumbents get tossed out on their ears come next year.
Well, you know, even in not just in Wayne County, as we look at, and again, Paul Scott, we should mention, let's take a look at the fact, Joe, that 80% or more of the millages pass. We take a look at in Mississippi, a very conservative state where a very Democratic idea or a program in the Mississippi Personhood Amendment went down in flames. Another recall in Arizona where Senator Paul Pierce, who most people would probably know for his anti-immigration policy, was also recalled. We take a look at these things, Joe, and we've got to say to ourselves that this does send, you know, a national message to Republicans that the electorate is paying attention.
You know, but here's the thing. I'm seeing no indication that this early date that they've got the message. And as, you know, as Democrats, we should hope that they don't get the message, because that means more of them will go down to massive defeat next fall. You know, you're basically seeing a group of people who are ignoring what they were elected to do, doing what they want. Then when voters punish some of them, the remainder doesn't get the message. And we should hope none of them get the message so that we can pick them off, decimate them, and destroy them next fall.
All right. Well, you know, and I, at some level, I understand, I comprehend what you're saying here. And here's the deal. And maybe I'm looking at the Michigan Republicans, legislative Republicans. They're so arrogant that I don't believe, really care too much about what the electorate wants or thinks anyway. Now, I could be wrong, and maybe it's my own liberal bias getting in the way, and I'm just bitter. I'm very bitter towards these folks because I see what they're not doing. As offended by as I am by what they are doing, I'm even more offended by what they're not doing. But I don't think they care, Joe. I don't think they care. Now, will they, you know, decide to do something in the 11th hour as we get ready for the 2012 election that tries to make them look good? Will it be enough? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that.
No, I don't think anyone quite has the answer yet. I do think that the answers are going to reveal themselves as we move forward. I think you've got a group of people in office who are inflexible. They're there based on a very rigid ideology. A perfect example would be the state Senate yesterday voted to set up the federally mandated health care exchanges. And the Tea Party is howling like you would not believe at all the Republican senators who voted to set up the exchanges. There will be a Republican civil war that's going to be going on next year, basically between the people who maybe have a little bit more insight into what voters want to be more responsive, and then the Tea Party faction who does not have that insight. So we're going to sit back and enjoy, watch them destroy themselves. I think the U.S. Senate primary here in the state is going to be ground zero for that Republican civil war. We can watch, you know, Clark Durant, I think Savage Pete Hoekstra, who is, you know, is Mr. Establishment. And I just can't wait for the bloodletting to start. It's going to be so much fun to watch.
Well, and it's coming. It's coming. You know, Joe, the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times have both written about Governor Snyder lately. Governor sat down with the Free Press right before the debate at Oakland University on Wednesday night. They're calling him a different kind of Republican. I just kind of chuckle when I hear that guy. He's a different kind of Republican, all right. But, you know, he is doing some things differently. There's no question that's true. And, you know, even with regards to endorsing a presidential candidate, at first he said he wasn't going to endorse. Then he said he would, but he wanted to be more thoughtful about it. What do you make of this governor 11 months into his governorship?
Well, I am surprised at how hardline of a conservative he actually is. I'm refreshed in a couple different ways that he seems to be a little bit more open-minded than some Republicans would be. But I'll tell you what, he proved himself to be the same old Republican when you raise taxes on the middle class to pay for a $1.8 billion tax cut to the wealthiest people here in the state. I mean, there's nothing different about that. There's nothing different about, you know, cutting revenue share and creating financial disaster in cities that we're facing difficult times to begin with. There's nothing different about that. There's nothing different about passing or signing the recent partial birth abortion bill that he signed. That is really nothing more than pandering to the far right wing. I think his style is different. The nerd persona is different. But at the end of the day, I think he's just another hardcore far right conservative. He may be more of the financial far right than perhaps the social conservatives would like. But still, I think this whole notion that he's been able to get away with, that he's somehow different, I disagree with. I think ultimately he'll settle on Romney, although I bet he would like to endorse Huntsman if Huntsman's even surviving New Hampshire, because I think that's a stillborn candidacy. Those are the two candidates that I think that are natural fits for the governor. He's learning to play the political game much better. That I will say. So we'll see where it ends up. We needed to demolish this notion that somehow he's different. He's not.
Well,
he is a politician.
Yeah, he is a politician. There you go. Let's bring it from the state level, a little more local. Bob Ficano is still having his fair share of issues. What's happening in Wayne County is far from over. But as you're well aware, there is a recall petition that's been approved for him. I think and you and I disagree on recalls, this is one I think we are going to, well, maybe we won't agree, but I'm going to agree. This is a ridiculous recall effort. I'm not going to stop anybody. I'm not being a hypocrite. I'm not being a hypocrite on this. I just think that it's a waste of time. Because we need to let this be investigated, which is going to happen anyway. I think this takes care of itself. We don't need a recall to get rid of Bob Ficano. If what comes out, if either we find out he's incompetent or a thief, either way, it takes care of itself, I think.
The recall is incredibly absurd, but what I found interesting is how that the language passed on the first try. That almost never happens. Usually the political class defends itself and forces the petitioner to come back 2, 3, 4 times, altering the language each time until they relent, and the commission approves the language, and then you're allowed to go collect the signatures. That wasn't the case here. They approved the first draft. Which tells me that Bob Ficano is so toxic to other elected officials right now that they passed up their reflexive position of just defending other politicians. Now I will say this: it was a complete act of political backstabbing for Ray Vojtovich to vote for that language. Ray Vojtovich would not be in office if it weren't for the assistance, both financial and physical assistance, from Bob Ficano.
Yeah, no question. Joe, we're out of time.
That was a backstabbing move.
Absolutely. We're out of time. We'll look forward to next Friday. We never seem to have enough, but we got some stuff we got to get to on the other side. Thanks so much, Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies. We'll visit with you again next Friday if I don't talk to you before then.
Can't wait. Thank
All right. You, Joe DeSano, once again, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap it up. Jim in Plymouth, stay where you're at. We'll come to your call right after we do this.
Help families of our wounded warriors in their time of need. Text VET to 20222 to give a $10 donation to Fisher House. To learn more, go to 1310wdtw.com, keyword Fisher House.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
And you guys vote Republican. I'm not supposed to say this. This isn't political. I'm not supposed to say this.
Don't come to me if you do. You're on your own, Jack.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
The Fisher House provides no-cost housing and other services for families of wounded warriors and veterans. Text VET to 20222 to make your $10 donation to Fisher House. For details, go to 1310WDTW.com, keyword Fisher House.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up? Diggity dog.
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Recently on First Shift,
Tom Shadyac, the writer and director of an amazing documentary titled I Am.
A key part of my journey was making this movie. Now, I had already started shifting. I had begun to wake up the principles. And that shocked me. I had no idea the way things work, the way we work, the way reality works. And understanding that I was using far too many resources and that I was potentially a part of the problem and not a part of the solution, not as much a part of the solution as I certainly wanted to be.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And thanks for staying punched in with us. 10 minutes before, we got to let you go for the week. We got a great week lined up for you next week. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But we do want to go to the phones. Jim in Plymouth has been waiting for a while. We appreciate his patience. And, Jim, thanks for hanging with us. What's on your mind today?
Thanks, Tony. Two things. I think the position you took on the recall for McConnell is very well stated. I think that any mischief that should result will take care of the issue itself, so I agree with your viewpoint. The other thing that I wanted to discuss briefly is, for some reason, the individual that started the recall on McConnell, I think is an attorney named Covertino. I thought there was some negative publicity about him some time ago, and I think he was a federal prosecutor, if it's the right person.
You know, and I'm thinking, you know, Jim, I'm thinking that as well, and of course it's a little hard in the middle of the show to stop and research that, but that name connotates something negative in the back of my mind as well.
I thought he had something charged about tainting evidence in a trial, but I just don't know for sure, but it reminds me of that. That's the point I wanted to make.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, and I'll look into that as well, Jim, because that was a name that immediately, when I saw it in the article, I thought, okay, what? And there is a negative connotation to it. There's no question that that's true. Hey, folks, before I go any further, and I've been talking to you about this all week, and certainly want to make sure I mention it again, because so many of you have reached out to me and wanted to get more information on how you can start a union in your own workplace. And I understand how important that would be. And in fact, I had somebody approach me not long ago that said that at a time where there was a time where the weather was horrible and it was impossible to get around town, they had gotten a text message from their boss that said he didn't care what time they had to leave their house to get to work, that they needed to be to work by 8 a.m., and that, oh, by the way, he wasn't going to be there because of the weather. Yet, if they didn't show up, they would be fired. Yeah, absolutely true. It's an absolutely true story. If you belong to a union, stuff like that doesn't happen, and it shouldn't happen. You should not have to fear going to work, and you should not have to fear to be fired to express your Democratic opinion in the workplace. And so I've got a phone number for you that I want you to write down. And when you're ready to make the call to start a union, you can confidentially and anonymously get information. This is what I want you to do. Call 1-800-321-6406. Get toll-free, 1-800-321-6406. Don't have to give your name. Just tell them that you're interested in starting a union. What do you have to do? What's involved? Ask any question you want to ask. No such thing as a stupid question. You don't know, you don't know. These people are not going to judge you. Okay, this isn't about judging you. It's about getting you good information so you can make a decision. Now, I truly recognize that it's a very courageous thing to do, to go from no union to a union. It's not an easy task, and I'm not going to paint it as such. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to lie to you. But if you're fed up with the workplace, and again, it's not always about the wage. Sometimes, again, it's about the unfair treatment, expecting you to do something the boss himself won't do, that if you don't show up, you get fired, but he won't be there because he doesn't want to put himself at risk. What does that say about that manager? I think that speaks for itself. 1-800-321-6406 is the number you want to call and get all the information you can get on joining a union. Also want to remind you, next Friday, this is a very sad story. You heard about the transgendered teenager that was found burned to death sometime back. Actually, they found the torso of this body, I believe, on the 19th of October, but this transgender teen has been missing for a while. Well, come to find out, this burned torso that they found was, that's right, just a torso, was this transgender teen. I don't know that this was a hate crime, but I think we can put one and one together. And so I want to remind you, as I did yesterday, that next Friday evening at 7 o'clock, the doors will open at 6:30 at the Central United Methodist Church. I'm going to be speaking at the Transgender Day of Remembrance, and I want to just appeal to your, I don't know, your compassionate side, but if you believe, like I do, that all of God's people have a place on this earth, that it is not our job to judge, but to love, then join me next Friday, November 18th, at 7 o'clock at the Central United Methodist Church as we support the transgendered community in metropolitan Detroit. I'm going to say it like I said it yesterday. If you've never met a transgendered person, this would be a wonderful opportunity to do that, because what you're going to find is they're just people. Damn, it's that simple. They are just people. All right, one more quick note, and then we're going to get ready to wrap it up. I've been mentioning this to you all week, and I'll mention it again today. They need some help with the, and as long as the camp is open over at Occupy Detroit, some security help. 3-hour shifts. You can come whenever you want. You will never be alone. You'll have a walkie-talkie. You are just there to observe and report. Observe and report. If you think you might like to do that to help out, again, a 3-hour shift, whenever you want to do it, you got walkie-talkies, you're not going to be by yourself, call Ryder Bush. That's right, Ryder Bush at 248-837-9592. That's 248-837-9592. Or you can send him an email at WLBush, B-U-S-H, WLBush66 at yahoo.com. WLBush66 at yahoo.com or 248-837-9592. And I think we got it all in today. We did. At least as good as it's going to get, and we get ready to wrap things up. So, Mr. Radford, besides eating breakfast after the show for our staff meeting, what is it that you have planned this week? And
I work all day tomorrow here.
Okay.
And Sunday, the Lions.
And that's not till 4.
I know. What am I going to do till then?
I don't know. There's got to be an early game, right? Although we didn't get an early game the last time we had a 4 o'clock start.
Well, not on Fox. On CBS you do, though.
Yeah, but if I recall, that was like a
very boring game.
It was Miami Giants, and it was just not a good game.
Right. Dolphins versus the Giants. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was boring.
Anyway, that's that. Anthony, what do you have going on this weekend? I know you've got a little bit of a cold. Are you going to hang low, or you got plans?
I don't know yet.
No, you really sound like the Tony Soprano of board ops.
Yeah, I tried to save my voice.
Yeah, for what?
I don't know.
So you can yell at your father?
Yeah.
Yeah. don't know if I like that. All right, well, that'll do it for us today, folks. We're going to clean it up and get out of here. I got to tell you, it's been an incredible week, and I want you to go to the podcast page and share some of the stuff. You know, somebody had said, I wish that you had your stuff on YouTube. We don't have to have it on YouTube. We've got a podcast page. Go to thetonyshow.org and go to where it says podcasts, and every show we've ever done is there. Every single one we've done since May is there. So go check it out. Anthony and Jeff, thank you so much. Audience, you are amazing. Off the air, tony@thetonyshow.org, tony@thetonyshow.org. To my brothers and sisters in labor, thank you for your support. To veterans everywhere, thank you for your service to our country. And as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We do have a couple of accidents. 696 eastbound at Orchard Lake Road. That is in the clearing stages. Those two vehicles are coming off the right shoulder. Southbound 75 at Ortonville Road. One vehicle in the right shoulder. That's causing some minor Gawker delays, at least last time I checked. US 23 northbound between M36. Yeah, that is closed up to Silver Lake Road. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, some scattered flurries before 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy, a high near 44. Tonight, mostly cloudy still, a low around 36. Tomorrow, the sun comes out, a high in the mid to upper 50s. Fair and 34 degrees right now at Detroit City Airport. Have a great weekend, everybody.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk.